The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
So what?
All right, listen up, you guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Wake.
It's Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
I am loving the sound of your voice.
Good morning, sunshine.
Crank up the radio.
You are here for an extra awesome and super special episode.
When you announced that you were coming onto this radio platform, I was very apprehensive because I followed you for years on Bucket Dex. You kind of were my heroes and stuff. But I just wanted to let you know that over the past couple weeks that I've been listening to you, your message is great on the show. It's not overdone. It's not, there's tolerance, there's acceptance. But had it not been for Dex coming to this show, I would have never, you know, tuned in. So I think, you know, you're changing people and you're doing it in a good way, I think, and people are listening.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And action.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, guys.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, how many intros are you gonna make where they're singing your praises?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I got a couple more in the works.
If it wasn't for Dex,
you know. I actually kind of wish I had a few more people if you'd call in and just kind of
give him some more accolades. He gets depressed.
I'd like to make some more promos. I'm kind of having to go back to the well and. Pretty dried up right now.
Pretty dried up. Dang. Well, man.
Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, April 5th, 6:05.
High today of 78 again. Another beautiful, warm day.
It was beautiful yesterday.
In the 505.
Yeah, beautiful.
And whatnot.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
338-3700. Studio at star88.fm. Mm. We have to give some props. Somebody emailed us yesterday and made the greatest photo.
Yep.
They photoshopped what we really look like.
Yeah, they did.
It's amazing. Is it up at our Star88FM Facebook?
Are you
going
to post it?
Do you want me to post it?
Post it.
Yeah. Okay.
Post it. Make it our new profile picture.
Oh, no.
Yes.
It's so good.
Okay.
No, don't make it the new profile picture, but definitely post it.
I'll just post it. Shout out to Natasha, listening in Farmington, New Mexico.
Thank you, Natasha. Spending time, putting together a really cool photo.
I mean...
The funny thing is, I don't think she did anything to you. I mean,
the likeness for me is just dead on.
Spot
yeah,
on.
You nailed Teo. I mean, yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
It's nice to know I look like a celebrity.
You know.
You've been in the movies.
It makes me feel good.
Yeah, you're in the new Independence Day.
I know.
You're kind of a big deal right now.
It's hard being me.
I know. You know, and the picture she photoshopped of me is just kind of ridiculous. I mean.
Yeah.
I don't look anything like Meatloaf.
I mean, you look just like him.
No, I don't.
You look like you eat a bunch of meatloaf.
Hey.
I do love meatloaf.
Did you feel?
I do too.
It's so good.
Did you both feel like you ate too much meatloaf yesterday?
Oh, dude.
Congratulations to these guys. They both showed up at the gym.
I thought I was going to die.
I did too. I wasn't feeling well. I was feeling pretty rough yesterday.
Yeah, I was looking over at Teo. He's a machine.
Yeah, he is.
He's a robot.
Well, I felt terrible when I was
I think
done.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I think you were killing it, man.
The only reason I finished, seriously, is because I was across from Steph.
Mm-hmm.
There's this Terminator-esque woman that goes to the gym with us. She's also a machine. She is incredible.
Yeah.
And she was directly across me, and every time I'd stop and go, she go, come on, Steve, come on. And she just like keep me going. I'm like, why are you guys with me? But it kept me going. Yeah, it was like, I can't let her finish and me still be huffing and puffing 10 minutes later. I got to do this right now.
Yeah, after we did pretty much a full workout, then Tommy, our trainer, says, hey, guys, we got one more thing to do. You have to do 75
burpee pull-ups.
75 burpee pull-ups? Really?
Yeah.
So you do a burpee and then you jump up and do a pull-up.
But if you don't do it in one fluid motion, it doesn't count.
Right.
That was awful.
It was really bad.
For those of you who are interested in suffering, they're having a free introductory class.
Yeah, I'm going to post that as well.
Okay.
I took pictures of the board. There's a few of them. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Many opportunities.
We talk about Desert Forge from time to time because CrossFit's crazy. The funny thing is I come home and Chrissy goes, no. Like every time, like, you guys are stupid. Like, that sounds insane. Because like last week I came home and I'm like, hey, babe, I think I may have a concussion. I dropped a barbell on my head. You know, and she's like, what? And I'm like, well, I mean, to be fair, you know, and I'm like, you know,
we're making this so appealing to our audience right now.
So she's always
they
just like,
sign up. Where do I sign up?
But yesterday, I will say this. Yesterday, I sat on the couch and I was like, I'm not going today. I'm in this like funk. I don't know what it is, right? Like this weird, like almost depressed state. Yes, Christians actually can feel the sense of depression because we're human beings as well. So if you're like, well, I can't believe, no, that's the truth. Stop lying to yourself. And so I was just feeling bleh.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to my wife about it yesterday and she like forced me. She said, you know what? You're going to feel much better if you go. You have to go. And there's truth to that. My brain.
There you go.
My mental well-being is in a much better place when I go to the gym.
Heck yeah, man. I always feel better afterwards.
Yeah.
No matter what.
And I ate like 30 wings last night.
There you go.
Wingstop.
You can. Steve-O
can. I inhaled a bunch. I'm feeling it today in the tummy region because I had a bunch of mango habanero.
Here's what sucks for me, Dex. When I got done, I was hurting. But it's because I've had stomach issues the past few days. So that entire time I was going, I felt like I was just gonna like throw up.
Ugh.
And so when I got done, I was just feeling miserable. Miserable.
That stinks.
And then I got home and I ate some of Johnny's prune stuff.
Prune's a gift for you.
You can imagine what happened. But I feel a little better today.
Well, that's good. That's good.
So yesterday was tough for everybody.
Well, it's New Music Tuesday. All morning long, we're going to play some new music for you guys. And we want you to go to our Facebook page.
Hooray.
Star88FM. Go like us if you haven't. And then once you hear the new music we play, go to our Facebook page. Tell us what you think, whether or not we should add it to the playlist or get rid of it.
Yes. So the first, well, I know we usually kind of kick things off a little quieter, try to ease in a New Music Tuesday, but this song is a rock song from the band XXI. I'm going to tell you about them when we come back. This is called Wasn't Enough. You tell us if it's enough for you to add here.
Silver can't save my soul.
XXI. Double XI.
21.
I like that song a lot. Sounds really good.
The band is formerly called A Feast for Kings. They're from Carrollton, Kentucky. In 2014, their old lead vocalist, Eric, passed away in a work-related accident. They were home off of tour, and he went to work and was performing maintenance on a piece of machinery. He worked for a construction company, and it was a work-related accident, and he died. He was only 21.
Gosh.
But the band was determined to continue because they kind of, you know, they took a lot of time off, obviously. Yeah. But then they felt like to honor him and his memory, they would continue because they felt like he would have wanted them to. So they got a new vocalist and changed the name of the band to XXI. They signed a deal with Tooth & Nail.
So
and
this
then,
is the first album, first song?
This is not the first single. We got a single. I don't know.
It
last
was too
year.
Screamy, right?
Yeah, and it was too heavy.
Do you think did they name it XXI because the lead singer died when he was 21?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Man, that's awesome. I mean, yeah. The story is terrible, but it's amazing that they're continuing the legacy.
Yeah. The new singer's name is Carson, and he says "Wasn't Enough" speaks to a generation stuck in a materialistic mindset. You can have all the riches and luxuries in this world, but there will still be a void in your life. The song is about feeling inadequate, knowing you don't have it all together, and recognizing that God still loves you.
I like that a lot.
I like that song.
Yeah, tell us what you think about it. Go to our Facebook page. Tell us what you think about XXI. Wasn't Enough. It is the Morning Invasion. Hello, everybody. 617.
Hi to Dave 78. Depending, Yahoo just told me it's only 73, those liars.
What?
Liars! Big show planned for you guys this morning. Oh, I have the top 10 reasons for not working out.
Heyo!
For not working out.
None of them apply to you.
I'm going to counteract that at some point. Oh. My wife tagged me in this stupid video that she made me watch yesterday all about what happens if you do not work out.
Wow. Okay. I think I need to see this video. Video?
Yeah, it was a video, but I'll just get it.
Okay. Little March Madness at, well, actually, the final championship game happened last night. I know you guys watched, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Not even a little.
Caught up on New Girl and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
It was opening day baseball on Monday Night Raw. Hello.
Hello.
The beginning of the Roman Empire. Hello.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? I'm so disappointed. Dude. Doug told me what happened to that Ryder guy.
Gosh.
Huh? We'll get into it.
Yeah, we got to talk about that, bro.
Man, it was. I'm so glad I did this because I DVR'd it, and then around 9:30, I just fast forward to the last 5 minutes of the game.
Nice.
And it was an amazing game. Villanova's Chris. Chris Jenkins hits a long three at the buzzer to beat North Carolina.
4.7 seconds. Villanova, trying to go length of the court with Archie Diacono. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
It was, I mean, my kids, my wife and I, we were jumping up and down.
Why are people shooting?
They were shooting guns off in the arena. It was amazing.
Michael Jordan was crying.
Yeah, I saw the memes. There were like 23 Michael Jordans in one meme, which is ironic.
Yeah, it was such a great game. It was so good because Marcus Page, he hit this crazy three-pointer to tie the game at 74 because North Carolina at one point was down by, I think, more than 10 points with less than 5 minutes left in the game. And they came back. They tied it right at the buzzer.
Yeah.
And then an amazing shot at the end there from Villanova, which I'm glad Villanova won.
You wanted them to win.
I did. Seems like North Carolina is always there.
Wait, really?
Yeah, North Carolina.
Always there?
They're always in the Final Four.
They
always are.
Really?
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Tell him, Dex.
It's always the top, like Duke. I'm so glad Duke didn't make it this year.
Gosh.
Kentucky's always there.
That's
they got
true.
Beat out early.
Yeah.
There's some great upsets. So, let's see what else we got going on this morning. We have another interview with somebody from The Voice. His name is Ryan Quinn.
Quinsanity! Yeah, we've talked to him before.
But we what? Huh?
We've talked to him before.
Yeah, you guys said you guys wanted to talk to him again.
No, we didn't. We said we don't talk to Allison again, but you know what
I mean. Actually, the booking agent begged if I would take the interview. So I said, okay, fine. 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 And we'll interview Ryan
don't
Quinn
say
again.
Don't say that!
Ryan's still in it, huh?
Yeah, actually, he lost in this last battle round, because he was what, Team Adam?
Yeah.
He was stolen by Christina.
There you go.
Quinn Sanity will be joining us around 7:30 again.
So we got to talk to him about what it was like when his boy Adam dumped him. But he got an upgrade in the looks department with his coach.
Hey-o!
We could try to set the world record for the fastest interview ever.
No, not with Ryan.
Hey, Ron, how you doing? What's coming up tonight? Okay, cool. We'll talk to you later.
No, because I don't even think he knows. As we learned yesterday with Allison, well, I think it's just more battle rounds, right? I guess.
They don't know.
It's like, why are they booking you guys?
They don't know.
Guys, we found out, too, that What's-Her-Face got the boot.
Yeah, Catherine Ho!
And we interviewed her.
Kind of nice, like, usually, like, if school, but, like, chilling at home.
This is Catherine.
Like playing some piano, just, like, relaxing. They pretty, like, chilled day yesterday. Cool, like, the amount of support I'm getting at my school, like, for, like,
she wouldn't let us talk at all during
the interview. Like, pretty much the whole school knows that I'm doing The Voice, and, like, I'm, like, from, like, been really cool, like,
that's
definitely
really
cool. Super supportive.
Definitely super supportive.
Okay, before we move on, I wanted to do this the first break, because yesterday at the end of the show, if you did not hear the end of the show yesterday, if maybe you didn't hear the podcast, these two bozos were making fun of me so hard because we were playing a clip from Tracy Morgan, And, you know, Tracy Morgan, he had a near-death experience. Mm-hmm. He almost died. Yeah. He was in a coma for a little bit.
Which was crazy.
Yeah. And
that's crazy. That's what he'd say.
You nailed that.
Thank you.
And so Tracy Morgan sat down with Oprah and had this interview about, you know, how he saw his dad while he was in coma and he went to heaven. And he just wants to love people now.
Hold on. Yeah. He gone.
So after the clip, I started singing, "So What You Gonna Do?"
Thinking, thinking, you didn't just sing it. You looked like into my eyeballs.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to play. I'm going to play a little bit.
You were pretty passionate about it.
Let me play some clips of what happened at the end of the show yesterday. Because, again, these two bozos, they, I hope you guys are embarrassed.
Whatever.
I'm not embarrassed.
You should be very embarrassed.
Why?
Because, yeah, well, you're going to be embarrassed after you hear this. Tell you what you gonna do.
Wait, what?
Bum, 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 bum.
What?
I don't know what's happening. So contrary to this.
The Bone Thugs in Harmony, remember?
That sounded nothing like Bone Thugs in Harmony.
That was supposed to be.
I tell you what you gonna do.
What?
And I'm gonna miss everybody. And I'm gonna miss everybody. Yeah, if you did that, I'd be like, oh, Bone Thugs in Harmony.
Bow, 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 bow. Even that part.
My favorite part.
What you gonna do? What is that? Did you make that up? You made that
what
up.
What you gonna do?
You probably thought that that's
There's
what
it
said.
There's a line in the song.
You just like, and you
I'm
looked at,
up the lyrics.
You
no,
looked
I'm
at me with such you, sincerity, like, huh? Huh? And I'm like, what is
that's
happening?
That's a line in the Bone Thugs
You
and
were
Harmony
so
song.
Sincere.
Let me see you at the crowd.
You looked at me like dead in the eye. Huh? Were you like waiting for me to sing with you?
Yeah,
like,
no,
what just happened?
You didn't know what you said.
Damn,
you didn't know
what you gonna do.
Nope, 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 nope.
And I'm gonna miss everybody. And I'm gonna miss everybody.
Hey guys, where is it?
Oh. Tell me what you gonna do.
It's not in the
it's
song.
It's not in there.
There's Dex.
A, hey, quit touching the screen,
just
you weirdo.
You have no idea what
Hang
you
on.
Are just doing.
Hang on, everyone. I am quickly surveying these lyrics, and that is not. It's not in the song.
It's in there.
That is not.
I know it is.
That was it. That's not in the song.
It's not. I'm looking at the
oh,
lyrics.
Oh, man.
That's not in
what
there.
You gonna do when it ain't nowhere to hide?
There you go.
Man, I'm so embarrassed.
You should feel embarrassed.
Just so
gosh, I
tell you what.
I feel
tell
awful.
You, what, you guys embarrassed the heck out of me, and I was
I
right
know.
The whole time.
Yeah, you oh, were.
Tell me what you gonna do when there ain't no end of time. Judgment comes for you when judgment comes for you.
You were right.
I'm so
Thank
embarrassed.
You.
You were so right.
You were
Apologize.
Right, guys.
Some more.
No, I'm not apologizing.
Some more. I want some more apologies. Come on.
It's good that you get to be right about this meaningless stuff all the time.
Yeah.
What happened to you when you were a kid?
Well.
Did you constantly get embarrassed by your family?
I grew up in a junkyard.
Yeah?
Ennis, Montana.
Keep going. I charge by the hour, so
really,
get a move on.
That's really my story.
You know, speaking of stories, we got an email from Bismarck yesterday after we told this the Tracy Morgan story. And they said, I was in a serious car accident at age 4. I was in a 2-week coma. Actually, it says I was in a 2-week coma, but...
What?
Yeah.
Man, that's a long space in a sentence. That's not funny. Stop. Ugh. Now I'm embarrassed.
It sure does. It says comma.
It does. Okay.
I was in a 2-week comma.
according to my family, I flatlined a few times. I don't remember seeing anything during that time. I still believe in
it. I looked up in the sky and there was a solar ellipsis.
We gotta go to break. Okay. It's awful. It's so bad.
My stomach hurts. It must be my semicolon.
Whew. funny.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
All is well. We're back with The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Ted Cruz and Donald Trump are campaigning in Wisconsin. Recent polls suggest Cruz has a lead over Trump.
By 2022, in both New York and California, the state minimum wage will be $15 an hour.
Alaska Air Group has announced that it is acquiring Virgin America in a deal that's worth more than $2.5 billion.
A report card for airlines says consumer complaints are up 34%.
Congress has refused to go along with President Obama's wish to close down the Guantanamo terrorist detention facility, so President Obama has been transferring prisoners a few at a time out of Guantanamo to other places.
The Republic of Congo reported gunfire south of the capital. The embassy instructed Americans to shelter in place. Reports from Brazzaville say the police are fighting unidentified gunmen. Congolese government is blaming the unrest on people who oppose the re-election of the country's president.
Top of the morning, everyone.
6:34 high.
High today of 70-something. Nobody can decide.
Yeah.
Just know it's going to be beautiful.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, on this New Music Tuesday. Another new music track for you guys here in just a few minutes.
That's fast.
Let's take a look at the roads.
Let's do that.
Well, I'm glad that there are no accidents to report. But there's a lot of construction, especially over on Montgomery. It looks like there's construction at Pennsylvania and Montgomery and Montgomery between Wyoming and Pennsylvania. There's a lot of stuff going on over there. So if that's anywhere in your commute this morning, you might want to go somewhere else. That's your lookout!
Traffic!
Well,
Teo.
Are you just over here watching me read?
No, I'm not, Steve. Coming up on Friday.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Coming
Did
up
you know on, this, Dale?
Maybe. Coming up on Friday. This Friday, we will have WWE superstar Kane.
What?
On the show. He'll be on the Morning Invasion,
I'm
everybody.
I'm going to throw up.
We hope.
It's all right, buddy. Hang in there.
Hey.
What?
Look me in the eyes. Don't you do this to me.
Do what?
If this is fake, I will choke slam you through a table. What? Wait.
Why would it's wrestling.
Why would I fake that?
I don't know.
But it's not. I was over here
reading a recap of Monday Night Raw from last night.
No, it's for real. It's a real thing. But it's not a done deal yet, is it? Like, yep. we're still waiting.
It's
on
a done deal.
Oh, okay, cool.
He's going to be in the new movie Countdown.
Sure, that'll be an Oscar winner.
Wait, Dolph Ziggler's in that movie?
Dolph Ziggler's in it.
I'm in, brah.
Catherine Isabel?
Wait, who?
Guys, I saw the trailer this morning. This is...
Is it the big one?
This is... Okay, there's A movies, there's B movies. Yeah. This is a D
WWE movie.
This is really bad. Yeah. This is really bad. Yeah. Like, so the terrorists take over the WWE event.
Really?
Yeah, and so, you know, Kane and Dolph Ziggler, I don't know their names in the movie, but they have to race to save the lives.
Of the wrestlers.
So they're running around the arenas with guns and shooting people, and
that sounds awesome. What are you talking about? Sounds amazing.
Kane's been doing this for a long time, huh?
Yeah, dude. What was that movie he was in? See No Evil? Or no? What was it called? Oh, what was it called? May 19th. It came out on May 19th because it was like, I don't know. This is big promo. He was on. He was at WrestleMania. He was in the big Andre the Giant memorial match.
Wow.
With Shaq.
Yeah, Kane will be on the show Friday. Be great. It would be, you know, I booked it for you, man.
That's a sweet thing to
I'm stoked. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Because he's back as Kane. He's got, like, the long hair that's totally a wig. Gotta be. Because all of a sudden it was like, I've got shoulder length hair. I'm like, that's awesome.
I remember when Kane first came out and they tried to pretend like it was the Undertaker's long-lost brother.
That's kind of cool.
Like, they were like, it's the Undertaker's brother, Kane.
I still have that comic book.
He was separated at birth by the devil.
Oh.
And now he's back. Also because of the devil. Oh. And they're both super evil.
I think he's supposed to be here next month, Kane.
Really?
I think he's on the card for the Rio Rancho show. Because I'm a nerd, and I know that they're going to be here in May.
Yeah.
Is Undertaker still around?
He actually fought at WrestleMania.
Hmm. In Hell in a Cell.
Against Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into our next track for New Music Tuesday, and then after that, we'll jump into some headlines with Tao.
NATO. Okay. This guy won The Voice last year.
Yes! I cannot wait to hear this!
This is a different beat than our first new music track. That was a rock song. This is more of like a anthem. Mm. But it's called Stand in the Light. It's Jordan Smith. We'll tell you more about it after we hear it. Just listen to this dude's voice. It's why he was The Voice.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. Tell us what you think of the new Jordan Smith.
Stand in the light.
That's the latest from Jordan Smith. Stand in the light on Star 88. I got chills right now.
Good grief.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
The sucky thing is, so far the comments we have is like, no, it's not my thing.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
But he can sing so well.
Man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Well.
He can sing.
Yeah.
Good
grief. I like that song just because it's different enough. You know what I mean? Because it is a slow jam-ish. You know what I mean?
It's a slow jam.
But we do have some of those slow, like Oceans or Touch the Sky, whatever. That, I think, is far better because it's different and his voice is unique. I actually really enjoyed it.
Hang on. We got a comment on the first track.
Oh. On what track?
The one we played in the
21?
Oh, the XX1?
XX1. It's from a guy who says, guys, I loved it, and I love the three of you. Big fan of the show. I podcast it every day.
Thank you.
Dex Toast.
What? Wait, who?
Stop.
Wait,
talking.
What?
Why are you so obsessed with yourself?
What'd I do?
I mean, he's not lying, though. He does love it. He loves the three
thank
of us.
Thank you, thank
he's
you.
He's a big fan of the show, and he
huge
actually
fan.
Does podcast our show
the
every
show?
Day.
I'm worried about you.
What?
No, I mean, I'm with you.
Guys, I don't know. That wasn't me.
That was you.
What?
Your name is there.
Somebody hacked into my Facebook. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's a beautiful Tuesday.
Electro, come on,
oh, yeah.
Go.
Oh, yeah.
Ow, ow.
Oh, yeah, everybody. 644.
High today of 81, according to this app. 81.
81.
So we'll take 73, we'll take 78, we'll take 81. We'll put them all in a pot and we'll find out. Either way, it's going to be beautiful.
I got to start watering the grass.
Yeah, we were doing that yesterday.
It's going to be beautiful.
Chrissy got into the garden yesterday, got the first raised bed taken care of, and got
some
veggies going.
I got to start watering those rocks outside the apartment. Wow.
I love my backyard.
Stand in the light.
So nice. I love grass.
Yeah.
I love birds chirping in the morning.
Dude, I got to finish our yard because there's still one area that I got to get some, like...
The pit.
Yeah, I got to get the pit going, bro. So I need
fill
to get some, like...
into the pit.
I got to haul in a bunch of dirt and stuff.
I'm not
get the pit going. What, so you can cook
we
want to
build
what
an in-ground... We want to build, like, an in-ground fire pit.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like a...
So they can cook a hog.
I thought you wanted to do a mantanza or something.
Mantanza!
I mean, we could. I mean totally
I know what that means.
For years, people have invited me to their mantanza. Is it mantanza?
I've been to one.
Mantanza? Hey, man, come out to the mantanza.
I've never been.
Oh, dude.
Big pig roast.
Yeah.
Big pig roast! Hey, when we were in Las Cruces at the campus ministry, they had a mantanza pit.
They
thing.
Sure did.
They and you could just pick that grade up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, is that where you put the freshmen? And they said, no, that's where we make pigs. And I said, you make pigs in there? What
you
kind
get
of ministry
of line,
is this?
We are in the mantanza pit.
Yeah. Hey, we got an email from Defeated a Pasta Hunter. It says, would you like to interview an ex-Jehovah's Witness?
What?
I feel like there's a mic drop. I feel like this was sent on Gmail the other day, and the mic drop thing just is missing. But I feel like he came into it going, would you like to interview an ex-Jehovah's Witness? Best interview ever.
Because that's all he says.
No, we don't.
Do you think he is the ex-Jehovah's Witness?
I'm sure he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do some news.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
coming up in the news.
You don't have to tease that. That's first break.
I've got a ton of stuff that we're going to talk about all day. So I'm just going to tease it right now, and maybe we'll get to it later.
Totally forgot. I have a new thing I want to do for you two.
Oh.
In your Steve-O stuff, I put in some teases that you can tease when we kick off the show.
I'm trying to cooperate.
And so Teo has a bunch of teases, and we wanted to do that the first break, but, you know.
This is the first news break.
It is. You know. Go ahead. I mean, if you want to tease what you're going to read right now, go ahead.
Local news. There's something opening in Albuquerque this Saturday.
Really?
That I'm so excited about.
Wait, this Saturday?
Chrissy actually texted our group text about this. She said, I guess we'll know where we can find Matt and Beans.
Is it opening day of Paradise Hills Little League? Because we're going to be out there doing the broadcast.
No.
Nope. Why would I ever take Beans to a baseball game?
I don't know. Why not? It's baseball. Everybody loves baseball. We're going to be out there, the three of us.
Think about...
Everybody loves
that's
baseball.
This Saturday, guys.
Remember the doghouse that we went to in Las Cruces where you could take your dog in to the restaurant? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, think about cats.
Albuquerque will soon be home to New Mexico's first cat cafe.
They really messed up.
Gatos
on that
y galletas.
One. They could have just called it the cafe.
Gatos y galletas.
Dude, who is in charge? I need to just start running everybody's like marketing.
Gatos y galletas.
Cafe is way better.
It means cats and cookies. Cats and cookies. Cats and cookies.
Oh,
will open
man.
Saturday, April 9th at 10 a.m.
That's weird.
Can't the do Cat it. Cafe, or Gatos y Galletas, is located at 412 Central Avenue Southeast. It's going to be open daily. Cat cafes are very popular in Japan. I don't
this
know if you guys knew
weird.
This. But a few have started to pop up in the good old U.S. today. Gatos y Galletas owner says the purpose of her business is to give people a chance to enjoy food and yoga.
Oh.
In the company of cats.
No kidding. Ugh.
And the cafe is partnering with the local cat rescue group, Fat Cats, to introduce adoptable cats to customers. Guys, guess who we got Beans from?
Who?
Fat Cats.
Oh, cool.
No kidding.
Yeah, Beans was a fat cat.
I like the second half where you can adopt kitties. I think the idea of doing yoga or anything where you're like deep breathing with dander and cat around makes me want to die.
Cats and kitties.
Like a lot of.
Cats and
like,
kitties.
I just want to die.
Cats and kitties.
I'm starting to itch.
I'm going to take Beans. Yeah. Possibly Panda if she's not busy.
Okay.
It's pretty exciting for me. It's a fun Saturday with your cats. You can go out and do a little exercise and take Beans with you. Hey, Beans, what are you doing? Namaste.
Namaste.
18-year-old Nadia Byers was at a club in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, on Friday night. She left about 2 a.m., as she is prone to do, Nadia. As she was leaving, a guy bumped into her. She asked him to apologize. He started insulting her instead. Then he told her to back down, or quote, I'll slap you with a stack.
Oh.
Apparently on the street, this means a stack of cash.
I'll slap you with a stack of cash?
I'm so poor, I had no idea what that meant. When he said stack, I thought he meant like a Jenga set or something like that.
A stack.
She told him to do it. So he actually took a stack of cash out of his pocket and slapped her across the face with it, and then he took off.
That's awful.
That the cops are trying to track him down. There's no word on how fat the stack was.
Okay, if you are a young man listening to the show right now, listen to me. Listen to my words. You never, ever, ever hit a woman. Ever.
Well, of course not. Ever.
Especially
not even with a fat stack.
A fat stack of cash. It is never, ever acceptable.
Myrtle Beach at the club. 2 a.m.
I don't care if the woman is attacking you. You curl up in a ball.
Yep.
Or you run and get out of there.
You curl up in a ball and you say, namaste,
I would. You get out of the situation.
Come on. Like, it's going to hurt if a girl hits you.
Oh, my gosh. See, you're contributing to the idiocies of society.
No.
Like, it hurts. Because it can hurt.
You're contributing to the takedown of chivalry. If a girl hits you, you know what you do? Grin and bear it. And walk away.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Walk away.
Yeah, run, walk away.
You get out.
Curl up
there
in a ball and just take it like a man.
You don't hit her with a ball and take it.
I'm giving options, Steve.
I'm giving options.
Now, look,
I was quick to defend your method, but curling up in a ball doesn't necessarily have to be.
And what does it mean to, quote, take it like a man? Because there are, like, actual abuses that happen with women,
that's abusing dudes.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, the idea of taking it like a man.
I didn't mean it like that. If you're getting abused by your...
Wait. Pause. Steve-O.
Yeah.
Give us a little more insight into this. Abuse.
Hold on. Let me just. I'm gonna look up the definition of taking it like a man.
I mean, maybe Chrissy hits you, Steve-O. Is there something you need to talk about?
Don't Google that.
Yeah, don't. Please don't. Please don't Google that from work.
Don't do it,
Steve-O. Please don't.
The cameras are on. Don't do it.
Don't do that, dummy. Tell us about what's happening at home.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Gosh,
gotcha.
Would you hit him so he'll curl up in a ball and leave his computer?
Ow!
Take it like a man.
I'm just saying. Can't speak lightly to stuff like that.
This is a different situation.
How am I the only one that is...
Okay, well, let's talk about reality for a second.
Okay, fine.
If you're at the club at 2 a.m. in Myrtle Beach, and a girl... And this happens. This is a little different than, like, spousal abuse between a female and a male.
This is quite true.
And I think our listeners are smart enough to discern that.
I know, but Dex started trying to get serious on it.
I was thinking about that situation.
Really stupid advice.
Okay. I was thinking about a situation where you're outside the club, and a woman, she starts coming at you.
Yeah.
You either get out of the situation, walk away, run away, or you just stand there and take it.
You don't stop, drop, and roll.
I mean, this just shows
that's
how...
That's a fire.
This woman's reflexes needed to be better, because if somebody tried to swing a fat stack of cash at me, I would have said, boom, and grabbed that money and ran.
No, for real. Well, go on, take the money and run.
I'd have been like, boom, take the money and run.
Yep.
Southwest Airlines is to offer nonstop flights from Albuquerque to Austin, Texas!
That doesn't seem that big a deal. It seems like it's not that
far. I thought they were already doing that.
Yeah. I mean, Austin's only a state away.
You can start booking now for the nonstop flights beginning June 12th.
Meh.
I hear Austin's beautiful.
I've never been.
I have. It's a great town. Did you know... And it's not only in Austin. There are a few bridges in towns in Texas. But there's one big bridge in Austin where if you go there at sunset, the bats come flying out from under the bridge and they fly down the river.
That's cool.
It's pretty awesome.
You're from Lubbock, right?
Yeah. I mean, born there.
I'll be heading to Lubbock, Texas at the end of the month.
Really?
That's horrible.
Yeah. Another basketball tournament.
The end of the month? You can't leave on the end of the month?
Well, it's the last weekend of the month.
It's just to the weekend?
Yeah. Okay. It's a basketball tournament.
No, yeah, it's fine.
How far is Lubbock?
About 5-6 hours, maybe. 5-hour drive.
Really?
Dude, you're going to hate that drive. Because you go through, like, Clovis and, like, Muleshoe.
Muleshoe?
Yeah, that... You know, I mean, being in a band...
I went through that the other day.
That ride... Just driving that way...
We went that way.
Heading east.
House of Heroes tour, we stayed... where did we stay?
Amarillo?
But we were on our way... And we went through Clovis and all that. Okay. So that's my news for now. But coming up, somebody reportedly tried to fight Manny Pacquiao in California.
Oh,
idiot.
No.
The gigantic actor has joined the cast of the Blade Runner sequel and the 5 most popular sodies in America.
Also, after my big ticket debacle and getting pulled over, I've got 5 ways to get out of a ticket, according to actual police officers.
Yeah, right.
It's New Music Tuesday. Good morning, everybody. Hang out with us.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
Guys, it's 7:13. Good morning.
So what?
High today of like 78-ish. Allegedly, it's going to dip into the 80s, but that's a lie.
Coming up at 7:30, a guy by the name of Ryan Quinn.
Quinn Sanity!
My name's Ryan Quinn. I'm 25 years old. I'm from New York.
Would you mind telling us your story?
I work at a school in a music room for traumatized kids.
Wow.
When I was probably like 11, my music teacher, he kept telling me, you got a good voice, you can sing, and he brought it out of me slowly, and he was
just... You know what, Adam, be quiet.
Wow.
Ryan Quinn will be on the show at
7:30. I forgot he was from New York. I'm really excited to talk to him today. It's going to be really good.
Yeah. If you're a big fan of For King and Country, tomorrow on the show, we will be talking to Luke.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be on the show.
Yeah.
And a guy by the name of Kane from the WWE will be on the show Friday.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You know, no bigs, just, you know, a WWE superstar.
It's going to be really interesting. For the first time in recorded history on this Christian station, we're going to have a demon.
We got to take a look at traffic.
Is he really a demon?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah, they gave him a wrestling contract.
From the underworld?
He comes, you know, he comes out to that, like, fire right? And it's like, oh, it's Undertaker's half-brother. He's a, they call him, like, what do they call him? Undertaker's the Phenom.
I swear they call him.
No, that's the name of his ring entrance song. I swear his gimmick is, like, the demon or something. I can't wait. I'm really going to bring that up to him.
Hey, guys, it's Kane.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun!
Yeah, going to be a good time.
Dude.
Traffic! We got an accident at Coors Boulevard South and Paseo that happened about 20 minutes ago. So, somewhere around there. Also, an accident at Rio Bravo Boulevard East and 2nd Street. That's your look. Traffic!
Brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road.
You're a porch.
Right here. And I'm telling you, the honeysuckle is in full effect, and it smells amazing outside. It's this aroma of intense, catastrophic honeysuckle. My nose is... I can still smell it.
Yeah?
It just smells beautiful.
You still got a smell on your nose?
Yeah.
My 10-year-old just texted in and said, oh, it's the devil's favorite demon.
Gosh. Whoa. Dad.
Obviously. Sorry. Son.
Yeah.
Nerd stuff probably really excites you because you're a nerd.
It's New Music Tuesday.
I'm so excited.
And I'm not drunk, I swear.
Wait, what?
Well, good, Dex.
I said, it's New Music Tuesday.
Oh, okay. I'm like, that's good, bro, because it's 7:15 a.m.
I had a stroke for a second.
Gosh, dude.
It's New Music Tuesday. What do we got there, buddy?
Okay, the next one. I love this band. They're called New Lore. Cool thing about this band is this is the band that bought the Waverly van after we broke up. So
no kidding.
I'm always a little in their debt, so anytime they put a new song out, probably going to hear
guys,
it.
Guys, you know, if you take the van, you know, as soon as I get that job as a music director, I'll spin you.
Play your music. No, they're not worried about that. They had a song in a show. I want to say it was like Grey's Anatomy or something like
that.
They had a song on that, and it got heavily featured. They got a lot of traction at radio and then different placements in movies and TV. But this is a brand new song from them. It's called The Lightning from a new EP coming out. Tell us what you think about it at our Facebook.
I didn't even get to hear the song.
That was a great song by New Lore.
New Lore. The Lightning... they say they wrote this song a few years ago on a cold winter day after talking about some common family issues that the two guys were having. They say they'd love for you to listen to it, share it with friends. It's the beginning of a new story for the band.
Hmm.
Yeah. So go to our Facebook and tell us what you guys think of this one. Did you like it? Did you not like it? How would you feel about it?
7:20, good morning.
I had a day of 81, allegedly. It's really going to be like 78, whatever.
Guys, Rosie says, I am not digging the music today. Praying and hope that next week's music is better.
Wow. I've enjoyed it so far.
I know, I'm like, okay.
I think it's a pretty solid day.
Yeah, I think that I would like to add all of those songs so far.
Yeah, well, we're going to. So.
Man, it's good to be with you guys this morning.
Every time you play this, I just want to go ride Splash Mountain. I don't know why, because I know Mountain, Robin Hood.
Yeah. Splash Mountain is Song of the South, which is
yeah,
the band.
I know it's totally different, but like for some reason,
Although
Robin Hood, maybe it's the fox. Maybe
Song
it's,
of the South
know.
Gave us Zippity Doodah.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite cartoons, man.
That's a completely that different company, you dummy. What's wrong with you, hybrid world?
Totally different and weird. You made it weird.
Yeah, I did. I did. I did.
What is this, Roger Rabbit?
I need to talk about this guy real quick because this guy deserves some props.
Okay.
Props. Props.
Have you ever had a bad day?
Yes.
Oh, dude.
Starmie. Think about that bad day.
I'm living it.
Okay. Now let's talk about this guy who lost control of his SUV in Malibu, California on Saturday afternoon. This guy crashed through a guardrail and the SUV wound up hanging halfway off the cliff. Okay, so here's a picture of the SUV. So he's hanging off the cliff, right?
I see him.
He manages to get out of the car safely. But then as he wandered into the road, he was promptly hit by a bus.
Hang on, Dex. Hang on. One of us in this room is laughing.
No, that was...
Yeah.
I was reading something else.
One of us is wearing a turtleneck and is laughing.
The computer's off.
I'm not wearing a turtleneck. This is like a jacket.
Would you mind zipping that all the way up, please? Just zip. Would you just zip it all the way up for me?
Steve's wearing a turtleneck.
It's not a turtleneck, you jerk.
What's up, Ernest?
Hey,
oh, man.
Would you mind just zipping it all the way up for me so I can complete this mental picture?
It like gets stuck in my beard, man.
Yeah, you look like Dracula.
Yeah, cool. I'll accept that.
One bus accident.
So this guy gets... He runs his SUV into a guardrail. His SUV is hanging halfway off a cliff. He manages to crawl out of the car, but then as he wandered onto the road, a bus hits him. He survived.
Wow.
He's fine.
Good.
He was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. If you're that guy, what are you thinking? Are you thinking...
I'm going to buy a lottery ticket.
No, yeah. I'm thinking, well, dang, Lord. I mean, get that point across, right?
I'm thinking cool, it's time man. To go revisit yeah. Unbreakable.
Here's the real question. What kind of SUV was he driving?
Looks like a maybe a Lexus.
Should have been a Dodge, man.
Okay.
He'd gone straight through that mountain. That's a Toyota
that's
Highlander.
That's a Ford. Is that a Highlander?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know your cars, Dale.
Well, Daniel knows our cars. We can ask Daniel, but yeah. I'm pretty sure that's a Highlander.
If you're having a bad day, think of that man who got hit by a bus and
did you get
drove
hit
his SUV
by
off a cliff.
Bus. That's just
awful.
Yo, SUV that's, off a
can't
cliff.
Imagine. You know, I've never drove off of a cliff before. My wife did.
What?
Yeah, she was with a bunch of her friends. It was in high school. And none of them were seatbelted in.
Okay.
And she wasn't driving, but whoever was driving, they somehow managed to go off a cliff, and they rolled 20 times, and none of the kids had a scratch on them.
What? Why don't I remember this? Who was in the car?
This was in Reno.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know this story at all. This is fabricated.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This was in Reno.
Leslie and I went to high school together.
Yeah,
for a couple years.
Were you in the car?
I was not in the car. She was too cool for me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. She was too cool for school.
My wife was pretty cool.
She was the, quote, cool theater
kid. Well, let me ask
kid.
You this. If she was so cool, if she'd have driven a car off a cliff, would you have done it too?
Probably not.
Knew it.
I'd just jump.
You know, this New Music Tuesday thing is just screwing up the show this
morning. No, it's
not. It really is.
No,
we've got a lot to do. We've barely done anything.
We've got a lot to do.
We do.
What do we have to do today? I do have...
You have a list of things to do. Teo's got a list of things to do. I've only done one thing on my list of things to do.
Hey, why don't you quit stressing and do your next thing?
Well, I got to go to break. That's what I got to do.
Opening day baseball was yesterday. I found a list of musicians who could have made it as Major League Baseball players.
Oh, goody.
In honor of opening day.
Good morning, everyone. New Music Tuesday continues. This next one's going to be the jam, right?
I hope you like it.
Okay. We'll play it when we come back. Taylor's got more headlines for you. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Come down on your own.
Tao, so much going on. Ryan Quinn from The Voice calling us back again.
I can't wait to talk to him.
Well, we already talked to him last week.
I know, but things have changed, my friends. The one of us in here who keeps up with this thing. All right.
What's your favorite show?
So Ryan Quinn, he's the guy who has the son who, No, that's not him?
No. Oh. No, this is Quinn Sanity, dog.
He works at a music school.
Yes, oh, okay. An incredible school.
Gotcha.
In New York, and he's amazing.
All right.
And somehow, Adam blew it!
Whoa.
We'll talk to Ryan about it.
Ryan.
Hey.
Hey, man. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Good to talk to you guys again. How you doing?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We're doing pretty good, man. Doing
dude,
really good.
First off, elephant in the room. Last time we talked, we were like, what's it like with Adam? And then we know, you know, these battle rounds, they're all like pre-recorded because mm-hmm. we're not to the live rounds yet. Meanwhile, you're like selling Adam and you're like, he's such a good dude. Little did we know, jerk face freaking picked somebody else and you're actually on Team Christina, but you can't talk about it. How frustrating is that, by the way?
Is that frustrating? It's just, I have to make sure I don't slip up.
Right?
I have to always just be very careful of what I'm saying. That's all.
Gosh, that sucks. I felt like a jerk. I was like, dude, we were like talking about Adam and how cool that guy is. And in Ryan's mind, he's going, well, I mean, he's all right, but he didn't pick me. Dude, you sir, are set up, though, because I really feel like you get the best of all worlds here because... You know, it's like, hey, I got to learn from Adam for a minute, and now you're on Team Christina, and I think she's got the strongest team.
Yeah, our team is really good, man.
Yeah.
They're all really good, but I am a little biased. I think our team is fantastic.
Are you intimidated by Allison?
Ooh.
You know what? I'm not really intimidated by anybody. I'm just, we're all equals, we're all peers.
Well, are you equals, though? Because Allison had this amazing career as an artist. You know,
you
she was an actor.
You can't pit teammates against each other.
You think
Ryan,
that's a little
don't
unfair?
Listen.
Is that unfair?
This is a plan.
Yeah.
You know, no, I think we're all here for a reason, you know, and though she's had more exposure and stuff, I mean... I don't know. I think she's doing a great job, and we're all keeping up, I think.
Yeah.
Nice. It's a whole new ball game, because it's not like you guys are competing to be the next child star in a movie. You guys are competing to be the next The Voice. I think it's equal.
Yeah.
It's like all level at the foot of The Voice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially now that it's going live.
Yes.
Like, yeah, dude.
The majority is up to the public. I think it's, totally equal.
That's what I was going to ask you about, because we've been seeing the filmed things. You're keeping secrets from us. You can't help it. We get it. But now you're going live. How are your nerves doing? Is this a completely different ball game? Do you like? How are you approaching this?
You know, I'm just approaching it pretty much the same way, because I mean, when I'm singing those other rounds, it's live.
Okay,
you know,
right. Yeah, that's true.
And you know, so there's a much larger audience. I'm just gonna think about the people that are in the room. I think about the coaches and just think about singing the best that I possibly can, like I always do.
Totally.
So let's go back to you know, the battle rounds and you're singing your heart out, and then it gets to it, and then Carson Daly's like number 7 on TRL. No, he's like, all right, Adam, who do you pick? And you're like, me. And then he doesn't pick you in that moment, right? In that moment where you're like, holy crap, am I going home? What was going through your brain?
You know, honestly, from the moment that Blake opened his mouth, I was pretty sure that that was going to be the outcome. So this entire time, I was just really hoping that somebody had a steal available.
Yeah.
And, I really wanted it to be either Pharrell or Christina, and I'm so happy. I mean, I was horrified that I was going to be going home, because I really am looking forward to the lives, because that's the part where we can really show who we are as artists, and we can make our personalities shine because there's no editing done and all that kind of stuff.
Oh my god,
guys, working with Christina is amazing.
Yeah, you got an upgrade. Like, you got an upgrade in the looks department for your coach, and the vocal department, like, she is the queen.
Is she intimidating?
I was a little bit intimidated, but just because she's Christina Aguilera, you know.
Right. Yeah.
But you know what? She was super kind. She made it very comfortable. She really, really likes the song that I'm doing, and gave me a lot of great constructive criticism and gave me great ideas. And we clicked really well.
That's awesome.
We're talking with Ryan Quinn from The Voice. And from past seasons, has there been anybody that has you've been stolen? Has anybody won The Voice that had been almost kicked off the show but then had been stolen? Question. Has that ever happened?
Yeah. Actually, that's the perfect example of that, I think, is season 7, who is Craig Wayne Boyd. And Craig Wayne Boyd lost his battle, went to Glenn's team, got a makeover, lost his knockout.
Whoa.
That got stolen by Blake again.
Wow.
It won the whole show.
No Dang. That's amazing.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So as you're making your way to the live rounds, you know, obviously now it's like, okay, go time. These are the songs I'm working on. You've got your coach, Christina. And I know, as you mentioned, she can be kind of intimidating. Has there ever been any moments where you just have to realize, man, I've got to belt this song out in front of Christina Aguilera? You know what I mean? Like, we're all given talents and gifts and abilities, and you're like, mine is singing. Hers is also singing, and she's really, really good. What's it like having to, you know, almost perform for this audience of one that is Christina Aguilera?
I mean, I can't look at her at all. It's funny what I'm saying. But you know, I think it actually elevates. It gets your adrenaline going, because it's like, well, I can't mess up in front of her. My God. So I have to just do my very best, I suppose, and what happens.
Dude.
I think it elevates the performance.
Awesome. Some people buckle under the pressure, not Quinn Sanity.
Mm-mm.
What do we have to look forward to tonight, Ryan? What's happening tonight?
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure tonight is kind of like a little bit of a recap and a little bit of foreshadowing, maybe, of what the lives are going to be like.
All right. Ooh, good.
So,
I believe.
Everybody's got that back pocket karaoke jam. Is there a song that you're like, I can't wait to perform this live because I am going to crush the universe with my voice?
Oh, man.
You know everybody's got that karaoke jam where they're like, I'm holding this off. You can't do this one first, not even really second. This is like the third karaoke song where you bring the house down. Like, what's in your pocket?
Okay. I had to pick a karaoke song. If I could do one of those kind of songs on the show, probably More Than a Feeling by Boston.
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
Yeah. Pretty good.
All right.
Yeah.
Love
probably
it.
That.
Ryan Quinn, Quinn Sanity.
Dude, you gotta call us back again. We're gonna keep this relationship going, man. It's too late now.
Call
us when you're nervous. You can call us in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Give us a call.
We are here for you, man.
Talk you down. Yeah, good.
Yeah. We're helping you. You and Allison, because it's gonna come down to you two, and it's
true.
Team Christina all the way. I'm telling you.
Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. We'll see
you. Have a great day, man.
Yeah, you too. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man.
Later.
Ryan Quinn! Oh!
Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love
I'm telling you right now, no female has won The Voice, coach-wise. This year, Christina Aguilera's team is going to win The Voice.
Yeah, you're right.
Here's the problem, Steve-O. That guy who's talking about Craig Wayne Boyd?
Yeah.
He's got your hair.
He's got your hair.
He does not.
You look just like him.
That's your hair.
I look nothing like him.
Did you have black hair?
He looks like Chris Jericho, 1998.
Same.
Oh man,
that's your hair.
I will fight you to the dew.
That's your.
That is your hair when you grow it long.
It's not long right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is your hair right now.
You're pathetic.
You're pathetic.
You're pathetic.
You're pathetic.
You're pathetic.
You're pathetic.
I'm amazed.
Your hair.
Yeah, well, then amaze me.
Everybody go Google Craig Wayne Boyd.
No, do not do that.
That's what Steve-O's hair looks like right now.
That is. I am so mad at you. That's like Kevin from Disciple.
I know,
jerk.
Man. I know. Get a haircut.
You gotta go to break.
He's got it in a bun right now.
He's got the Steven Seagal right now.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are killing me today.
Chrissy sent us texts.
Hang out with us.
Ted Cruz and Donald Trump are campaigning in Wisconsin. Recent polls suggest Cruz has a lead over Trump.
By 2022, in both New York and California, the state minimum wage will be $15 an hour.
Alaska Air Group has announced that it is acquiring Virgin American, a deal that's worth more than $2.5 billion.
A report card for airlines says consumer complaints are up 34%.
Congress has refused to go along with President Obama's wish to close down the Guantanamo terrorist detention facility, so President Obama has been transferring prisoners a few at a time out of Guantanamo to other places.
The Republic of Congo reported gunfire south of the capital. The embassy instructed Americans to shelter in place. Reports from Brazzaville say the police are fighting unidentified gunmen. Congolese government is blaming the unrest on people who oppose the re-election of the country's president.
Good morning.
High today of like 70 something.
It's going to be 80 today, buddy.
I think it is. I think it's going to eclipse 80. No accidents to report right now, traffic wise, but lots of road construction. You guys be careful on your morning commute.
Want to thank everyone for tuning in, listening to the program right now. We sure do love you guys. Appreciate you so much.
So excited to be here
I'm
if you ever need help, we're always here for you. Going through a rough patch in life. Need someone to talk to.
Yeah,
need answers.
You are not alone. I am here with you.
I'm here with you.
I am here. I don't remember the words. Yeah.
Studio. At star88.fm.
Yeah.
What you gonna do when there ain't nowhere to hide?
When judgment comes, but you and God. That's Bone Thugs and Harmony. I remember that.
I knew that song.
The Crossroads. Yeah. And I got him in his everybody. What was that dude's name?
My Uncle Charles.
Crazy Bone or Lazy Bone or... They were all like Bone Thugs.
Cray Cray.
What was his name?
Bone Thug,
like Larry Bone.
Can you imagine them all at a barbecue together? Like, how many, I guess, jokes were made?
Why does it have to be at a barbecue?
Because that's where you would have the most bones. I mean, I guess they could, like, kill people. I wasn't going racist with it, but I see why you took it that way.
Yeah, okay.
I was just saying, like, that's where you're going to eat, like, ribs and stuff.
Dexter, you were a jerk because you know he's sensitive, and two,
I'm sensitive about that.
Two, we have barbecues and hang out.
Yeah, oh, dude, why would it not be a barbecue?
Right, that's when you hang out.
I have not been to a barbecue at your house yet.
You are a jerk because anytime we get to UFC, it's like, hey, barbecue, and we hang out.
It's don't not a barbecue, though.
Oh, wait, I forget. You don't remember things like that. Like yesterday when you met Dave Gatt for the seventh time
he only remembers when people tell him that he's wrong and he can prove it.
That was not a barbecue.
Yeah.
There's no barbecue.
Let's go back
house.
And listen to the audio and see if it's a barbecue, Dex.
You know what? If you're going to say barbecue, then you better be barbecuing out in your backyard.
Is that a joke? Oh, you don't think me making hamburgers from scratch is like on my grill?
Stove on my grill? Inside is not barbecuing.
It's weird. Sunday, didn't we grill on the stove?
We did.
That's weird. I mean, on the grill? We grilled on the grill?
It was both. It was there were brats on the grill and there was something on the stove.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Soup.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Dang, you guys got me wanting a hamburger now.
I know, right?
And I make some.
Well, don't have it at a barbecue, or it'll be racist, according to Dex.
I made some green green chili stuffed hamburgers the other day. They were so good.
Yes.
That sounds fantastic.
That delicious.
I was just thinking
that. Next time, put a little cream cheese in the middle.
Gross, dude.
No, no cream cheese.
Yes. you want to get a ball of cream cheese.
Go away.
And then just kind of stuff that bad boy right in the middle of it.
Does that work?
Then you have a heart attack.
So good.
That's the worst.
You want the best burger of your life, you stuff cream cheese.
He's trying to talk. Shut up. What would you like
question
to say?
For
you. Again. Yeah, answer.
You guys have that sound bite. I think it's Jonah Hill. It says, you know, because I talk in a robot voice, and I was trying like all day to find it. What movie is that from?
Because I speak in a robot voice.
You know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
What is that from?
I don't know if that's Jonah Hill.
No, I thought that was Jack Black.
Is it Jack Black?
No.
I sound like Jonah Hill.
I think everything that we play is stuff that Dex makes.
I did that.
With his voice.
Because I speak in a robot voice.
Yeah, I guess. I thought it was from a movie.
That's what I thought too.
It is. I'm sure it is, buddy. I just don't know what it is.
All right, Joe. I just wanted to check because it was bugging me. I was looking for it on YouTube and all this random stuff kept popping up.
It's actually from Knocked Up. Yeah,
is it really?
Yeah.
Whoa,
Seth Rogen.
I haven't seen that movie in like years. So, dude. All right, then guys, have a great day.
Don't go back and see it. That movie's terrible.
I liked that movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ugh. It is New Music Tuesday. We're playing brand new stuff for you guys. We want feedback, so go to Star88FM on our Facebook page. Like us if you haven't, and tell us what you think of all the new music.
Guys, I just can't today.
Why?
There's just Vision, Uncanny X-Men, Uncanny Avengers, Star Wars Poe Dameron
today.
There's
a bird outside.
Spider-Woman Alpha 1, Spider-Man 3 today.
Seriously, stop it.
Old Man Logan.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a nerd. I just can't. It's too many books this week.
And I miss my Uncle Jojo. Okay, so this new track is the latest from Need to Breathe. It's called Happiness.
Woo!
Can't wait.
Tell us what you think about it. We'll tell you more about the song when we come by it.
And brand new music from Need to Breathe, Happiness.
My favorite fleeting emotion.
It's the Morning Invasion. I like that a lot.
I can guarantee you're the only one that thought that was funny.
There he goes again. He's going to say how funny he is.
Hey, you know what? No.
Yeah.
I don't need to because I'm hilarious.
I'm hilarious.
Oh, you think that's funny, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah,
that's
I do.
Real funny.
Yeah, it is real funny.
I'm going to read one comment on this song, okay?
Okay.
And I think it sums up what everybody thinks about it. Laura Kowalczyk says, not feeling it.
What?
Whoa. Barry.
Whoa!
From out of nowhere, with the negative vibes, comes Laura.
Wow. That's not the only one. Sean. You're a bassist.
Sean Brickyback is back. His name's Brickleberry. I call him Sean Brickyback.
Yeah. I'm going to my Facebook page. And I'm
going to
go to
your Facebook.
Star88FM.
Guys, tell us what you think. Facebook.com/Star88FM. You can tell us all about your feelings, and we'll listen. Better than frozen. Your spouse. We'll actually air them out on the air. They say, Need to Breathe says, up until now, I think we made people climb in through the window to really get into our band. But this new record, which is called Hard Love and is releasing later this year, it's about leaving the front door wide open. It's a very different and adventurous record for us, but I can't wait for the fans to hear it. They released the song on April Fool's Day, but they were no fool to do it.
Sometimes you just got to do real things, even though it's April Fool's Day, because you're like, who cares?
Yeah.
We're going to do big things.
Who knows about that, Starmie?
Interview Thor. What now?
It is 7:54.
High today of 78 degrees.
Looks like we have time to do a whiskey tango before we have to take another break.
Oh, no!
Oh, man. You ready for this?
Yes!
Unfortunately, when you live in Florida, you sometimes get a hankering for some interesting things.
Alligator.
And people all the way up in Connecticut just feel that hankering as well.
Connecticut's so beautiful.
Really?
Connecticut is so small.
You ever been to a buffet where you're like, dude,
I love buffets.
This has got to be a buffet.
Is the jam.
I love me
this.
Buffet.
Is the best part of this buffet.
Oh, man.
All right.
Buffets are tough, man.
Give me a seafood buffet. I'll be there. I will spend $50 a pop to go get a good seafood buffet.
We got you.
I will tell you right now, you just made me ill. Yeah. The one time I've ever gotten seafood poisoning was sushi at a buffet.
You ate sushi at a buffet?
He ate sushi at a casino buffet.
Oh, what?
In Vegas.
Because he thought it was...
Everybody? I've only been to Vegas once, and no one said, "Hey, bro, don't eat the raw salmon at the buffet under the heat lamp."
Yeah, the heat lamp is a big giveaway.
What the heck? Everybody knows that.
Shut your mouth. No one told me. I'd never been to Sin City before, guys. I just forgot you guys are the mayors of Sin City.
Okay, it's not just Sin City. It's
everywhere.
Hey, join
mayors. Co-mayors.
Give me some crab legs and some all-you-can-eat peel-and-eat shrimp. I'll be fine.
Gross. You just said the magic word, my friend, because by far the most valuable thing at a seafood buffet, the crab legs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Which makes this so surprising as the first documented case of a crab leg brawl.
No!
46-year-old Clifford Knight and his 38-year-old wife were at a buffet in Manchester, Connecticut on Saturday night, and they got in an argument with the 21-year-old dude over crab legs.
Nice.
Well,
you know, you go to the buffet, and you're in line, and you're like the third in line for them crab legs, and... Mm-hmm. Somebody grabs a couple of legs, and you're like, all right, there's still plenty. And then the guy directly in front of you grabs, like, nine. And you're like, whoa, 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 Miss Lippy.
It's all you can eat, though. You can grab as many as you want.
Yeah. But you want to be conscious of the people around you.
No, that's
you
don't not just go up
to the, they're going to refill
you
it.
You don't just go up to the French toast and take 18 pieces of French toast.
Yeah, because they'll just come and refill it.
Well, Clifford and Latea...
Teo.
We're very frustrated with this 21-year-old who was thinking that all you can eat means all you can eat.
That's what it means.
Yeah. And they took it to the next level. Clifford turned this 21-year-old around and punched him in the face!
Okay, that's not great. Nice.
And they started brawling. The wife even jumped in.
Oh, come on.
Until the mother saw this and ran up and used pepper spray to get the couple to stop beating their son.
Ugh.
Clifford was arrested and charged with third-degree assault. Latea was also charged with being threatening. And they were both charged with disorderly conduct. The guy they beat up wasn't arrested. His mom wasn't either, since apparently it's legal to hoard all the crab legs at the seafood buffet.
Here's a clip of a witness that was at the buffet and witnessed everything that happened with the crab legs.
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
You were there in Connecticut at that buffet? Unbelievable.
And now, on to the buffet.
Listen, man, I have three boys. Teaching them the art of sharing is a difficult job.
Sure is.
21-year-old could have used some sharing technique, but on the flip side, if you're not getting your way, you're not allowed to punch the kid in the face at the buffet line.
Man, I gotta tell you.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Tonight, witness the stunning conclusion of Baby versus Cobra. Cobra 1, Baby 0.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Baby versus garbage disposal.
No laughter at that. You're the worst of humanity.
Nah, it's not real. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dex, Steve-O, Teo.
Yeah.
Hey.
Morning Invasion.
Yeah. Hi.
804.
High today of 78 degrees.
Let's check the roads out there, make sure everybody's safe.
Let me take a look! Something is going on eastbound 40 over by Unser and Coors. No accidents are showing up, but traffic's down to like 15 miles an hour, so I don't know.
Perfect.
I don't know what's up. So you guys be careful. Again, that's like between Unser and Coors, 40 eastbound. Something is happening. Good luck. That's your look.
Traffic!
Mmm.
Kane will be on the show from the WWE on Friday.
Oh my gosh.
Kane.
Don't you toy with my emotions, boy.
Kane, he's a superstar.
Yeah, he is.
He's a big deal. He's got a new movie out. Straight to DVD.
Aren't they all WWE releases?
Well,
straight to DVD.
You know. Some of those are actually pretty good movies.
Scooping really?
Up. Some of them are.
I don't know if I've ever seen a single WWE release.
Hey, why did you just say some of those are good movies?
I'm trying to think of any of them.
I was just trying to think of one, and I know I've watched one before, and you've enjoyed it.
You've never even seen one.
Was it The Marine with John Cena?
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of the NFL guy, Brian Bosworth.
Okay, that's...
Remember that movie he put out where he had to go undercover in a biker gang?
The only thing that you reminded
Cold
me of...
Cold Steel Blue Death?
...is Care Bears 2 Return to Caroline, and I don't remember him being in that movie.
Brian Bosworth. Looking.
Remember? Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, he was...
What was that movie? That was a really good one.
See, I immediately thought of the Rowdy Roddy Piper movie. Was it They Live?
Rowdy Roddy Piper, baby!
Oh, that was good, too.
Yeah, see,
rest
but that wasn't...
Rest in peace, Rowdy.
Yeah. Hmm. That wasn't a WWE movie. It was just like a wrestler in a movie.
So
that doesn't get... Oh, it was called Stone Cold. It's hilarious.
In the biker game?
Or Back in Business.
No,
I don't know one of those.
I'm Back in Business.
It was back in the 90s.
Y'all don't know me.
Stone Cold.
No, y'all think y'all know me, but y'all got no idea.
Yeah, that's what I literally just said it was Stone Cold. Yeah,
forever.
Thanks, man. Thanks, bro. Or One Man's Justice. No.
Yeah,
Back in Business. I just made One Man's
You should grow
Justice
your hair
up.
Like Brian Bosworth.
Okay.
It's almost that. It's like you could do it. All you got to do is cut it.
Uh-oh. I just found a story. We got to talk about it. I guess this happened in... I don't know where it happened. Stockton, somewhere. One Stockton man is in custody and recovering after attacking his neighbor for using his lawn like a bathroom.
What?
KCRA 3 News reports Stockton police received a call Sunday evening that a man had pooped on Linnell Shaw's lawn. So Shaw, after witnessing the act, said that age-old adage. He said, "You just poop on my lawn? That's a stabbing." And that's what he did.
That's a stabbing.
And now he's in police custody.
Can we make a t-shirt that just says, "That's a stabbing, Teo"?
Oh, they would sell like hotcakes.
Teo. That's a stabbing.
If you could say number two instead of that other word, I'd
No, I can't. I read it word for word because I'm a real reporter.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
That's a stabbing. Yep. Guys, we're making those t-shirts. And we're going to sell them in the parking lot.
Our abbreviation is TMI, The Morning Invasion. It's perfect for a t-shirt launch.
All right, let's... you wanted to talk baseball.
Baseball!
Well, yeah, I mean, yesterday was opening day.
Baseball!
It was a pretty historic opening day.
Baseball!
First of all, can I just mention the fact that the Chicago Cubbies are the odds-on favorite to win the World Series? That's real life, guys. This is the world we live in.
Didn't the Chicago Cubs win the World Series in Back to the Future 2?
Yes. And they were supposed to have won it this last year, and it didn't happen, thus ruining Back to the Future's prophecies.
Hey, man, if they happen to win this year, that's pretty sweet, though. I mean, they almost predicted that.
Well, they opened up their season away in Anaheim. Against the Los Angeles Angels.
How'd they do?
My team. The sun came out today. Unfortunately, the Chicago Cubs put an end to our perfect record.
Well, you
of
guys
zero
are 0-0.
And 0. I was really hoping for the sweep this year of 162 and aught.
Wow. How bad they get beat?
To talk about it because that's not the important thing.
What does it say right there? 9-0?
Okay. Yeah, we lost 9-0.
The Cubs beat you guys 9-0.
You know, I was expecting not a lot of offense from us because Arrieta was pitching. He won the Cy Young last year. He's probably the best pitcher in baseball.
What
thinking,
the heck is a Cy Young?
Okay, you need to leave.
Wish I could go back in time and put a little money down on the Cubbies.
Yeah, they are the odds on favorite. Anyways. We are a music station, not a baseball station. So I found 5 musicians who could have played Major League Baseball. This is going out to my boy Sam Swan. and all of the other wonderful human beings who love the greatest sport on the planet.
Okay.
And baseball. Curtis, the movie guy, big fan of the Halos. Number one.
MC when we come
Hammer.
Back, we
yeah,
will.
It's time for New Music
we'll,
Tuesday.
We'll tell you the number one.
I hate New Music Tuesday. You let me do that entire setup so that we could play XXI.
Well, we're only going to play a little bit of it. Yeah. We're not going to play the whole thing.
This is Wasn't Enough from XXI.
Apparently, my intro to my incredible topic wasn't enough because it got bumped.
That's right. Here it is.
Tell us what you think of 21. It's Star 88. 21. Wasn't Enough. New Music Tuesday on the Morning Invasion.
Mm.
Reason they are named 21 because their lead singer died when he was 21 years old.
It's true.
On the job.
Their old lead singer.
No, I was going to say, not this guy. Not the guy singing. The guy singing is like...
But yeah, they were home from tour and he was working. Normal construction job. He was doing some maintenance on a machine and... It totally went south. He died.
Did you hear what they sounded like before, the old singer?
No, I've never listened. They used to be called A Feast for Kings, and they changed the name XXI here. 21. Not
what are
sure
they
which
saying
one
about
they go it? By. Let's, you know what? Let's say, you know what?
People liking it?
Let me see here. David says, I am 55 years old, driving a fuel truck and headbanging and worshiping.
Wow.
Yo, dog.
Ruth Richard joint account says, dude, I've been waiting for you guys to play XXI. I love this band.
Heck yeah.
I
Timothy really like
says,
the song.
It's got a great sound. This guy, Day-ta? Guys, I loved it. And I love the three of you. Big fan of the show. I podcast it
thanks,
every
man.
Day. That's Dex.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, Dex.
Thank commented you for on Dex, commenting on
stop.
The Facebook page.
Stop commenting on our own songs.
Wasn't me, guys.
It was you.
Thanks, Shaggy.
Did you get hacked again?
Somebody hacked me.
Damn. Okay. How could that happen again?
Well, you know, I mean, it's
life just... moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Thanks, Ferris.
It's 8:14. Good morning.
High today of 78 degrees.
Steve-O is talking a little baseball. He's talking about how the Cubs put a beating
hey,
on his Halos.
Hey, I don't want to talk about that. You know what? All right. Let's talk about this. What's your team again?
I don't have a baseball
Mine's
team.
Mine's the Avengers.
Huh, you don't?
No. I don't watch baseball.
So you don't wear
reason,
a Padres hat?
The only reason
hat, like,
I have a San Diego Padres hat is because it says SD for San Diego,
when
and I love San
I
Diego. I don't wear it because of the Padres.
You don't? That's good because the Dodgers beat them 15-0 in their opener yesterday.
Wow.
15!
Oof.
Clayton Kershaw
goodness.
Just threw a gem and helped himself out with his bat as well. Oh, it was fantastic. Go Dodgers.
Just
I like watching the Dodgers as well. I know that sounds weird because most people, if you love the Halos, you hate the Dodgers and vice versa, but I don't hate the Dodgers.
Sure.
Until it comes to, like, you know, the freeway series, in which case, go Halos, but...
So you were talking about celebrities that could have been...
Yeah, these are, it started the baseball season, and there are times where... Did you always want to just do radio, or did you have other dreams and aspirations?
Oh,
that,
yeah. When,
you know what I mean?
I wanted to be... I wanted to coach basketball. Well, when I was younger, I wanted to play in the NBA, of
Well,
course.
Of course, Michael Jordan, everybody yeah. wanted to play in the NBA.
Sure. And
I want to be like Mike. Like Mike!
Yeah.
If I could be like Mike.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Of course.
Greatest of all time.
Yeah.
He's the GOAT, dog. I'm trying to think what I wanted to be when I was a kid.
What did you want to be?
I think a comic book artist.
Yeah?
Yeah. That was it. I was just going to draw comics forever. Well, some great musicians who said, I'm going to be a Major League Baseball player, who actually had the skill set to do so. MC Hammer.
Ah.
He was actually a bat boy for the Oakland A's in the 70s.
No way.
And it was the players on the Oakland A's that gave him the nickname Hammer.
Ah,
that's cool.
Because they thought he looked like Hank Aaron.
I guess he had the right stuff.
That was New Kids on the Block
pretty
and
cool.
not the
cool.
same at all.
Blame it on the rain.
Good morning.
Morning.
Madden.
I just wanted to say the Cubs are my team, and it was my birthday yesterday, so that's why they won.
Well, you're a jerk.
Are you a witch? Can you control things?
I don't like your team. Actually, you know what? They're National League. So I always root for AAA teams. I love it. And I think you guys are actually probably going to at least get to the World Series.
I hope so. Yeah. Sorry about
that.
I couldn't believe it. I fell asleep before
the game was over. Okay. You fell
asleep during a baseball game? Thank you. Thank you for proving what Taylor and I have been saying.
No. To be fair.
I can't believe it.
Angel games here don't start until 8 p.m. because it's 7 o'clock.
Why do they do that to you guys? That's awful.
It's because Pacific time, bro. So 7 p.m. in the CA is 8 o'clock here. So I'm telling you, as a dedicated Angels fan, this season is tough on the morning show because I stay up really late watching games. So
you guys are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I was out. I was like, man, I'm old. I'm going to bed.
I was pseudo thankful that we were getting crushed because I was like, you know what, bro? It's not worth it. We're not coming back from this. Arrieta was pitching a gem. I went to bed. So I was a little thankful.
Great.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be a great year.
Yeah. Check you later. Good morning.
Cubbies.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
We're talking baseball. Why aren't we talking about those mighty San Francisco Giants, who is obviously going to win the World Series this year on an even number year, just like the last 5 years?
Dude, that is a bold statement, my friend. Bold statement. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. We won our season opener yesterday.
Yeah, you did. It was good. It was very good. But not as good as the Dodgers opening. That was pretty impressive. Granted, they were playing the Padres, but dude.
I was about to say, who are they playing?
Exactly. But you know what, man? Yeah. Kershaw looks fantastic.
Yeah, I had the number one pick in my fantasy this year, and I had to break down and draft Mr. Kershaw.
Yeah, good man, good man.
That was hard.
There you go. Go baseball.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, man.
Super and succotash.
We just got an email from Mike who said, I call dibs on buying That's a Stabbing shirt.
Nope, we already called it.
We've had so many people say they would buy that shirt. Maybe.
That's a Stabbing.
Maybe
I feel like that's too violent for us to sell.
Yeah, what if we had your face with you holding a knife?
Oh my gosh.
It's perfect. Maybe I could wear a ski mask.
That's a Stabbing.
Only if it's like the 80s style. So it's like kind of pastel-y colors, and then there's like some weird neon thing outlining him. So it'll be like 80s.
All right, who else is on that list?
MC Hammer, by the way, got a tryout with the San Francisco Giants, but he didn't make the cut.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that crazy?
Let's just get through this.
You know what, jerk? We don't have to do this.
No, I want to.
This was your stupid idea.
I did it for you, buddy. This is all you.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray.
He was on a baseball scholarship at Georgetown in Kentucky.
A dream is like a
river. So not Georgetown, Georgetown College in Kentucky. Not the Georgetown.
The Georgetown College.
Yeah, the Georgetown College in Kentucky. When he attended a Neil Diamond concert.
What?
He was so inspired by Neil Diamond, he dropped out of school and started a band.
You're kidding me.
He was on a baseball scholarship in college, saw Neil Diamond, dropped out. And wrote Achy Breaky Heart.
That's what happens when you got friends in low places.
That is not the right
Billy
band!
Billy Ray! Billy Ray!
This next Neon artist Moon. Was being scouted by the Cardinals and the Pirates when his rap group, Saint Lunatics, scored a minor hit.
Big tasty.
Give me what you got. And he had to make a decision. Do I stick with this music thing or do I go pro? He was being scouted by two major league teams.
Tupac Nelly? Shakur.
And he said, you know what? I got to drop it like it's hot. Yes. Nelly.
It's getting hot in here. I am number one. Two is something else and three is there too.
I quit. This is the dumbest. I apologize to everyone listening. This is the
stupidest.
No, man,
continue with the baseball list.
Yeah.
Good morning.
You know, I think the only thing more boring than watching baseball on TV is actually talking about it on the radio.
Thank you. Amen.
Oh, my gosh.
Shut up, Buck.
I'm sorry.
It is murder. I mean, absolute situation, guys.
It is.
Right now, this is terrible.
Oh. We're in that seventh inning stretch.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We're never
so going to
get out.
It's just
so painful.
Give me a pillow.
And then somebody's just yelling and yelling.
I learned it from watching The Morning Edge.
You watched it? How'd you watch it?
You know, it was like I learned it from watching you, Dad. It was like the kid was caught smoking cigarettes, and it was like I learned it from watching you. I learned boring radio and screaming from you guys and Baxter, okay?
Okay, I wasn't really a yeller. I'll say that right now.
That's why I mentioned Baxter. He was the yeller.
Yeah.
What else you guys got going on today?
Well, we got a lot
going on. Sadly,
it's
New
Music Baseball,
Tuesday,
man. Just baseball.
It's literally it coming up. A smashing rendition of what's going on in the cricket world.
My goodness. This and that are going to be talking about professional curling.
Well, I mean, that's Olympics exciting. Times. Don't get ahead of yourself. All right?
No, they do curling outside of the Olympics as well. Because Dex and I actually had a plan. We were going to be like the Jamaican bobsled team, and we were going to be the New Mexico curlers.
We were. We actually practiced a few times.
Yep.
And we just didn't quite make it.
Wow.
You know why? Wow. Because he couldn't operate the brush fast enough.
Are you kidding me? You're going to blame me for that?
Yes, that was all
no,
you.
No. I could operate the brush. You couldn't. You were too fat to
oh
keep
my
up
gosh!
With it.
Stop it.
You know what? You can't do that.
What?
Okay? You can't do that.
What I did.
That's not fair. Besides, Buck was in here recently and he looked pretty good, man.
He did.
He's looking pretty fit.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Thank you.
You look great.
Loving it. I was inspired by you. I refuse to shave. I'm growing this beard. I want to look like I lost my job. I want to look like I have a lucrative real estate business and can let myself go.
hey,
I just fell asleep.
Nice and trim.
Hey, Buck,
it is nice and trim. You look great.
Would you like to? Would you like to invest in something?
Okay. Are you like a legacy?
We've got some exciting news that people are excited about.
I know you're a big fan of Teo on the show.
Teo,
I'm a huge fan of Teo. I don't want to say he's my favorite, but.
Thanks, man.
We're going to make some t-shirts that have Teo holding a knife that says, "That's a stabbing."
Yep.
Would you like to invest in these t-shirts?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll underwrite the whole project.
I need $5,000.
Okay,
call me after the show.
Ridiculous.
Wait, you can't call Steve-O.
No. You can't call him. He lost his cell phone.
Yeah, I lost my
again.
Cell phone.
So I guess he means $5,250.
He jumped in a swimming pool to save some children drowning and lost his phone.
Apparently, he had to save his own kid.
Yeah.
You know. And some other kid.
Leslie corroborated the story yesterday, which is the only reason I believe it.
I think she lied for him.
Okay. You're probably right,
Buck, please come hang out with us. You were my favorite part of that old show.
When are you coming in?
Hey, thank you. I don't know. Actually, you know what? I'm actually going to a super secret meeting right now.
Oh.
What are you doing?
You know those super secret meetings that we talked about before?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my way to one right now.
What?
Good luck.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Wow.
Dex, if only you had held out, we could still have, like... Not the morning edge, but like the morning peak or whatever they would call it.
Well, good luck. In
the morning zone.
If you could let my assistant Steve-O know after the meeting, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'll be by your house after I'm done. Actually, I'll be by your house after
thanks,
I'm done.
Man.
Well, Teo,
drop off that cash.
Plan C, Teo. Looks like we're losing Dex.
I'll see you at the secret meeting.
All right. See you later. All right.
What would life be like if all of a sudden Buck got a show here in town and stole Teo, and it was just us, and then it was Teo and Buck?
That'd be awful.
Gosh,
that would
be terrible.
We'd call it Buck Teo or something like that.
Buck Teo show.
Oh no, this is happening, guys. The rivalry begins.
Okay, we got to take a break. It's New Music Tuesday. Go to our Facebook page, like us. Tell us what you think of all the new music. Star 88 FM. You finished your list, right? I mean, that's all.
Yeah, I finished my show for the day, actually. I'm done.
Nice!
I'm out. I tracked out. I'll see you guys later.
All right, hang out with us.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Ted Cruz and Donald Trump are campaigning in Wisconsin. Recent polls suggest Cruz has a lead over Trump.
By 2022, in both New York and California, the state minimum wage will be $15 an hour.
Alaska Air Group has announced that it is acquiring Virgin America in a deal that's worth more than $2.5 billion.
A report card for airlines says consumer complaints are up 34%.
Congress has refused to go along with President Obama's wish to close down the Guantanamo terrorist detention facility, so President Obama has been transferring prisoners a few at a time out of Guantanamo to other places.
The Republic of Congo reported gunfire south of the capital. The embassy instructed Americans to shelter in place. Reports from Brazzaville say the police are fighting unidentified gunmen. Congolese government is blaming the unrest on people who oppose the re-election of the country's president.
High
today of 78 degrees.
Check the roads out there. Make sure everybody's safe.
There's an accident in transition ramp, I-40 West at I-25. Our girl Tam texted a little while ago and said that traffic was gridlocked Pan American in Osuna or Jefferson or something.
Dun dun dun.
Good luck out there.
Yeah.
That's your look. Hey.
Woo! Tam will be in. 9 o'clock, Quality Tam Tuesday.
Whose idea was that?
America.
Oh, America, you failed.
New Music Tuesday. When we played this next track, It was very mixed. Mixed feelings about this next track. He won The Voice.
He did.
This guy won The Voice.
Dude, he's an incredible human.
Hear me.
Loves the Lord.
He's an incredible
rad guy all around.
It's Jordan Smith.
This guy's voice is unbelievable.
He really deserved to win The Voice. I mean, I don't think there was anyone who was like, man, it's going to be a good season. Like, from the moment that guy started singing, everybody went, that guy's going to win The Voice.
Yeah. You didn't think that voice came out of him. Yeah.
That was incredible.
Much like Allison Porter this season.
Yes, yeah. Dude. Our girl, our correspondent on the scene, if you will.
Yep.
She's doing some big things, and it's been really cool to have her on the show. On the huge.
Yes.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. Go to our Facebook page. Tell us what you think of the new Jordan Smith. Anything you want to share about it?
Jordan says, as many of you know, it has been an incredibly important part of my platform to share the gospel and hope of Jesus, and I couldn't be more grateful for the tremendous amount of support I had from many of you at Christian Radio to share that message while I was a participant on The Voice last season. It's my hope that Stand in the Light, which is the name of this track, will become a personal anthem for Christians everywhere and encourage each of us to stand unashamedly in the light and truth of God's love.
Mm.
That's what he says. What do you think about it? Facebook.com/Star88.
Stand in the light with arms open wide.
That boy can sing!
This
is who I am, I'm not gonna hide.
Wow.
Cause the greatest risk we'll ever take to stand in the light.
This is like the first time you've heard the song and you were rocking those vocals like a champ. How do you know the words?
It's his life anthem.
We heard that song for the first time this morning. And Dexter is belting it like a champion.
Well, you know, the lyrics just stuck to my heart this morning.
Did it speak?
Don't you mock that? I guess you're not, because you actually really do know the words. That's pretty good.
Thanks, man. Jordan Smith. Stand in the lights. He won The Voice this last season.
Oh!
Melissa says, loving Jordan's new song.
Yes.
Loving it.
I love that we went from Blindside to Jordan, and it totally worked.
It worked, y'all.
Anthony says, no thanks, and then that's when Aaron said, bad husband. So I want to get the update. He says, I just now saw this. It was too slow. They're going to have a fight on our Facebook.
Oh, no.
Everybody,
guys,
go to our
brace yourself. Look away.
Fight, fight, fight.
Don't fight, guys.
Aaron,
come on.
She said, love it, dig. Nate says, negative. Victoria says, nay, not my thing.
Oh, no kidding.
Curtis says, K-love music. Nomi says, I loved him on The Voice. I would love to hear more of his stuff here. CJ says, I can dig it. Just don't play it too much. And Chris Michelle joint account says, beautiful voice, beautiful words, dig.
Oh. See, I think if you get pigeonholed, though, as like K-Love type music, that's just what you're going to be. And I don't necessarily agree that that's just straight K-Love. I think sometimes there's really good music that they steal and claim as their own, and then it's surrounded by the rest of the cheese, and then you're like, oh, yeah, this just smells like cheese. But it's not its fault. It's the fact that it's just chilling in the same refrigerator, funking up everything like cheese.
Did you happen to want cheese right now?
I really love cheese, and I have a crazy dairy allergy, so...
Good morning, everyone. Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
The heart wants what it wants, man, and so does the stomach sometimes.
My stomach doesn't want anything right now. I'm having to force feed myself.
I'm starving.
You're not starving. You're very hungry. There are actual people starving in this world, bro.
No, my stomach's eating itself.
No, it is.
So hungry.
You're so hungry. There you go. Can't say you're starving.
Stand in the line.
It's a real issue in the world, Dex.
Oh, man.
Wish you weren't so insensitive, Dex.
If you guys only get just a little chunk of the show every morning, a little nugget, if you will, hit that podcast later. Morning Invasion. Just type that in at iTunes. Or if you got Google Play or whatever you Android people have, you just search for Morning Invasion. My mom can find us on the iTunes.
Yeah, for
you
real.
Can.
Yo, mama.
You can do it.
Yo,
it's
mama.
It's really easy.
Yo, dog.
Or go to www.star88, that's 88.fm, and then you'll click on our Morning Invasion page, and the podcast is right there.
Wait, so just 88, not like... E-I-G-H-T.
The number 8 and then the number 8.
Y-E-I-G-H-T, like star 88. Like, we don't... So we don't spell it out.
No. No.
Dot FM?
No, it's just...
Like no, E-I-G-H... W-S... No!
That's all for my news. Thanks for stealing it. You stole all the time we had for that.
Gotta go to break now.
Yeah, go to break.
Stop.
We'll be right back. Hang out with us.
Manny Pacquiao was nearly involved in an altercation Sunday outside of a Los Angeles restaurant when a man cursed at and attempted to get near him.
Okay. Why are people so dumb?
His personal assistant said, I really thought he was going to hit him. He came in fast, and he almost got to Pacquiao.
Wow.
Pacquiao, who is scheduled to fight Timothy Bradley in Las Vegas on Saturday, then reportedly ordered his handlers to let go of the man, let him go without hurting him. It's unclear what led to the near melee. Cordero's account of the events, Cordero is a guy for the Philippine Star, which is a paper where this is coming from. He indicates Pacquiao was trying to get in his car when the man rushed to him and started shouting expletives as he was held back and then removed. Police were not called to the scene. It's unclear if they will be involved. The man's identity has not been released at this time, though Cordero reported the incident caused a commotion in the restaurant parking lot.
Man, what's wrong with people, man?
I don't get it, dude. There are, like, stories usually... Bless you.
Ah.
Of people who confront, like, boxers or UFC fighters and just want... Like, want to fight?
Here's the thing.
I'm like, what
as
are
men,
you thinking?
I've known people like this. You're out watching a UFC fight or a boxing match, and your friend will all of a sudden go, I could do that.
If I'm out in Albuquerque, and I come across, say, Carlos Condit, local fighter.
Oh, I saw him at the store yesterday.
Shut up.
Yeah.
See, my first inclination would be to bum rush him and say, hey, bro, your fight with Robbie Lawler was one of the greatest fights I've ever seen in my entire life. You're amazing. Way to represent the 505. Right on. It definitely would not be, man, that guy had one of the raddest fights I've ever seen. I wonder what it'd be like to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I just don't. I don't get that at all. Even a little bit.
Some people have too much testosterone. Okay.
Are you one of those people?
Nope.
Did you ask Carlos when he's coming on the show?
He said anytime.
Did you really ask him when he was coming?
I didn't.
You are such a dumb.
I didn't want to be that guy.
What do you mean, that guy?
There's a lot of people around. I don't want to be like, hey, what are you coming in on my radio show?
Okay.
Whatever. He's been on your show like many a times back in the day.
I'll call him. I didn't want to talk about that when I was at the grocery store.
What did you want to talk about?
We talked about our kids.
Were they having
about
some
life.
Sweet deals on bread?
Yeah, I actually didn't even talk to him.
Oh, my gosh.
When I got in the grocery store, I saw him checking out and leaving.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get a chance to talk
That's
to
different.
Him. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get him
You're on. Forgiven.
Sweet story, though, right? Yeah.
Actually, turns out he was in his car driving away. It might have been him. It was actually just a guy with a Carlos Condit t-shirt. I didn't see Carlos Condit.
He was wearing his own shirt, and he looked completely different, but I think it was him. Walmart was selling a shirt with the University of Maryland logo on top of a picture of Massachusetts.
Oh, well.
When a woman on Twitter pointed out the mistake last week, someone from Walmart responded. Still did not see the mistake and told the woman she was wrong.
Oh. Wow.
That's what you get.
Fight.
For the fourth year in a row, Virgin America was named the best airline in the U.S. and A. JetBlue took second. Delta was third. Spirit Airlines came in dead last. Spirit is the one that has the animals all over.
Cool!
I think. And it was announced yesterday that Alaska Airlines is buying Virgin America in a deal worth $2.6 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is a weird story. After experimenting with a psychedelic plant, Michelle Rodriguez realized something about Paul Walker's death.
Yeah, I saw this yesterday.
She says, quote, "When I lost Paul, I went through about a year of just being an animal. I don't know what animal. Like, what could I do physically to just get my mind off existentialism? Get my mind off how transient life is and how we come here and can just disappear at any moment. My ayahuasca trip made me sad that he left me here. It wasn't a sadness that he's gone. It's more like a jealousy that he's there first."
I say that to my
what
wife.
What is she
all
talking about?
I always say, you better not leave don't before
you,
I leave.
Don't you ever leave. And if you do, and if I leave first, then you promise me that you'll never move on. And you'll wait for me to come back.
Yeah.
You're not going to come back after you die.
Oh, no. Here's the thing. I tell my wife, move on. I want you to not be alone.
Okay. And
then she slaps me in the face. She says, what's wrong with you? Why would I ever move on? Would you move on? If I died, would you move on?
I keep trying to tell Chrissy to move on now, but it's not working.
Get your head in the game, girl.
That's studio at star88.fm.
Star Wars The Force Awakens is out on DVD and Blu-ray.
Yeah! Woo! Happy Star Wars Day, everybody!
May the Force be with you, Dex.
And also with you.
No.
Yeah. Celebration. Celebration.
I've already watched it 3 times this morning.
Celebration.
Oh, I'm so excited. So, this last week,
yeah,
Chrissy asked Brody what I should get for him because I have a Jack and a Luke tattoo for my sons, but I don't have a Brody one. Mm. And so I was really hoping for something fantastic.
What?
Like, don't just say your name. Don't just say your name like Jack and Luke.
Will you get a self? Will you get a portrait of him?
No, that'd be weird.
Would you get a tattoo of yourself?
I really did ask them when they were little, and Jack and Luke, I ended up getting their name just on my knuckles, and they picked the colors and stuff, and it was like, well, that's cool, but, you know, now I have Brody, and I don't know what to do.
Hmm.
So I thought, guys, I've got it. He loves BB-8.
Ooh.
And I thought, what if I got Brody, but the O is BB-8? Am I right?
Well, I don't know.
Am I right? I don't know.
Are you right?
Let's think this through a little bit longer.
Earlier, yeah. I told Chrissy I wanted to get Brody on my neck, but the O is a Zia symbol.
That's a good one.
With a 5 and a yes. 5 in the background.
Why would you get it on your neck and not on your lower back?
You know, and would she said, absolutely not.
Would you get Brody with the Zia symbol in the middle on your lower back?
Maybe, yeah.
No. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey there, Curtis.
Dude, some of the most riveting radio I've heard in a long time.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
Was it the baseball segment?
The baseball, cheese. Are you kidding me? This is just amazing today.
Thanks, buddy.
I know what you can get for Brody. You get a tattoo of Roy Scheider, Sheriff Brody.
Yes, from Jaws!
And it says, we're going to need a bigger Brody.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Oh, man.
That's good, Curtis. That's good.
I did like the segue from Blindside into that K-Love song, too. That was great.
To that K-Love song.
How much did you like the K-Love song?
Why I don't listen to K-Love.
Yep.
Because you like it so much? I'm confused.
No.
That was a good song, though, right?
I know. The guy's got, you know, incredible talent, without a doubt.
Pipes, but, man.
Good pipes.
You know, it doesn't belong here.
Well, you got to be in the right mood to listen to something.
But hey, man, if we drop some MJ randomly, like, I feel like even though it doesn't fit the rotation, I don't know that anyone would be like, I don't know, man. Human nature, it just isn't.
Why?
Tell them that the intimidation fine.
But Dex was rocking it, man. Dex was rocking it.
Was I nailing that? Did I sound like I was in the song?
Yeah, you did, man. You did, yeah.
I feel like that's his new life anthem.
I've been telling them to hire me at worship down in Knoxville. They won't do it.
Not going to happen.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not going to do it.
His ideas are about as good as Brody's ideas. Gosh. There you go. Thanks, Curtis.
See you, Curtis.
Hey, Project 86. Let's have some Project 86. There you go. Old school.
Put your lips
to the TV.
Wow. Yes. We're going to have to dig that up. That was a great song.
Right. If you got a lecture.
Later, guys.
Later, man. Yeah, Chrissy just reminded me what Brody actually said. I looked Brody square in the face and said, Brody, if I could get any tattoo that represented you, what would you want? And he looked me in the face and, like, with the most sincere, honest answer, he said, Donald Duck. And I said,
you gotta do it. No, you gotta do it. You gotta do it.
You gotta.
Jack and Luke were like, my name. And I'm like, heck yeah, bro. Jack and Luke on my knuckles.
You have to do it.
Brody seriously looked me in the face and said,
that's what he wants.
Donald Duck.
It was Donald Duck.
Like dead. Like deadpan. Like, that's, I mean, it was, this
so
is the most real thing I've ever said in my life.
You won't do it. You won't do it for Brody?
No!
What? You need to. You need to.
That's not fair.
He is 3 years old.
That's not fair. You let Luke and Jack pick. You gotta do it.
But that was, I was
neck
also.
Neck tattoo of Donald
It was
Duck.
Also like, oh man, yeah, they're gonna say, you know, they said, here we go. Here's the color scheme.
So maybe you sort of said, what if I got your names tattooed on my knuckles? And then they were like,
yeah.
So they didn't really pick it.
You can pick the colors.
You picked it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So what are you gonna pick for yourself this time? Oh, gosh. And pretend like Brody picked it.
Just Donald Duck, really?
Yeah.
I am a grown man.
Could you get Donald on your lower back and put like a picture of Donald Duck where the O is?
Suffering
succotash. That is the wrong cartoon.
No, that's all right. That's Donald.
Hey, they're all in the same world.
Okay,
right?
Get out.
Okay, we got to go to break. It's New Music Tuesday. Also, Quality Tam Tuesday. The man, the myth, the legend, Tam.
Wait, yeah, she is coming down the hall. It's like you said her name and she started walking.
Really? Oh.
Great.
We will talk to Tam, see what she's up to when we come back. Hang out.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Do the jitterbug.
Okay.
Do the jitterbug.
Ah, good morning, everyone. I asked Tam, what's your theme song, Tam? What when you think of your life, what is your song? And she said, Wham, Wake Me
the
Up.
The jitterbug.
What you did last night.
Go.
Put his name in there again.
Yep. Man, you can't put my name in songs too much. Am I right? It's the Cheetah Bug.
Good morning, Tam.
I just turned on my phone to record all this goodness, and you guys all stopped right as I turned it on. It's over.
Never a dull moment until
been
you start
done.
Filming.
I was actually just thinking about that the other day, last week, actually. But I was like, there's got to be a song. Like, there would be such a cool theme song to do.
Yeah, well, what is it?
And I can't figure it out. I want it to be something with like a crazy beat, you know, like to represent my personality.
Wow. Well, see, I think you people overthink the song because it's like, dude, what's a great song? But really, you're only going to get like 20 seconds.
That's my point.
So it's like, for me, it was always like Machine Head by Bush.
I have arrived,
and I am here.
This is Tam's song. It's called Tie Me Kangaroo Down.
Okay.
Have you ever heard it?
I have, because I have Australian friends.
Yeah?
Wait, mm-hmm. What?
Here it is.
This will be good.
It's got a good beat.
Yeah, but already it's like...
Hey.
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying.
I've heard...
he's dying, shut up,
Murray Burns. Murray Burns sings his own.
But this is terrible.
Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed.
Nobody walks into a room and this is in their brain. You know what I mean?
This is always in my brain.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down,
sport.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Hey!
Keep me cockatoo cool, cool.
Keep me
cockatoo cool. It's close. I think it's really close.
Terrible, really close.
Something that just represents, you know what I mean, in the first 20 seconds. Like you said, not even 20. Like, it's really like solid 10 seconds.
T-Swift, shake it off.
Tam, you're thinking about it too much. You're thinking about it too much.
I can't.
Just give me a song. What's that song that you love?
You walk into a room
over and over,
and everybody turns and looks at you, and this song is going off in your brain.
You gotta drop the beat. It's gotta be probably, you know,
really sad right now.
I
just assume everyone feel like has my a theme brain, song in their brain.
No, it's like when I go to take, this is the same feeling I get when I take ACTs and SATs, is I have all this in my head, and then I get there, and boom.
AC/DC Thunderstruck.
Fail.
Can I ask you a really tough question?
Someone could call in and tell us.
Can I ask you a really tough question?
Yes.
When did you graduate high school? Why are you still taking ACTs and SATs?
Right.
Hello, it was in the past. Okay, we're getting
like
somewhere. We're getting
like
somewhere with that.
Still living in that moment.
Dexy, we're getting somewhere with that. No, because I still have to take the GRE for my master's, so it still is present.
The GRE? What's that stand for?
You know, great.
Tam, here it is. Gonna...
Oh, yes, 100% I accept.
What are you, fighting robots? For, like, the future of humanity?
I love it.
You're just being welcomed into a morning show.
I mean, my gosh. No, what just happened was incredible. Dex just took the essence of who I am and threw
Megatron
it down.
I feel like it should have been this one.
Oh, yeah. It should have been.
Tammy Kangaroo Down.
I love it.
Wow. Eat, mate. Watch me
this just reminds me of Tam.
They're a dangerous in every way. Breed, mate.
They're
so
dangerous. They're so dangerous. That sounds like you walking down the hall.
Tiny kangaroo down, sport. Tiny kangaroo down.
You need to get some new shoes.
That's rough.
Tam.
Really
quality
rough.
Tam Tuesday.
So,
glad to have
how's your week been? What you been up to? Anything cool happening?
It's been great.
That's perfect. It is New Music Tuesday.
Hi, that's it.
And we got another song to premiere for you right now.
It's called The Lightning from New Lore. Tell us what you think about it at our Facebook. Now.
We're just going to hang out.
No, turn our mics off.
I don't know. Okay. Facebook.com/star88FM. What do you think of New Lore?
The Lightning.
I can hang with that, guys.
It's not bad.
It's a good song. I want to give Tam an example of my theme song, Dex, if you will.
You got the touch.
Yeah.
You got the power.
Yeah. and you're just inspired. And it's what happens every time Teo walks into a room. Overcome with...
How do you feel right now?
Emotions of climbing mountains and fighting bobcats and taking over the world with glory! That's what happens when Teo walks into a room.
After all is said and done.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. You want to rethink your theme song now? They're dubstep. Yeah, check
wow.
that out. Yeah.
But like, wouldn't like, you know... Do you want this theme song to be like, I'm hoping that it's lined up, like how I think of myself is also what you think of me. Or maybe, you know, maybe I think a little differently or something.
Let me give you an
Hopefully
example.
Hopefully not in a copy.
Let me give you an example of my theme song, okay?
Okay.
Do it.
All right? This is a piece of me. This started when I was probably 7 years old, and I watched a movie called Thrashin'. Thrashing was all about skateboarding.
Skateboard movie.
It was no Gleaming the Cube.
This was Josh Brolin in his early years. Thrashing was all about skateboarding. And then there was a little BMX movie that came out called Rad. When Rad came out on DVD, because it went straight to DVD.
Yeah, it did.
I was trying all the tricks on my dirt road. I was falling like crazy, skinning up my elbows and kneecaps. I still got scars. This is it. This is Thunder in Your Heart from the Rad soundtrack.
I'm waiting for that like breakthrough of this chorus coming
ready?
Right now. What?
This is like the montage scene where he's just going for it. Like what getting I... ready, man. Just living the dream.
So here's what I'm mostly amazed at is the fact, like, of what how much talent is in this room right now.
Right,
I know.
I mean, that's pretty much what really took me over mm-hmm. just now.
Would you prod this up and play Steve-O's?
Oh no. I don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad.
Sing it,
Look
Steve.
Look at this stuff.
Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete?
See?
Wouldn't you think I'm the girl?
Yes.
The girl who has everything? Every Steve.
Even a lower back tattoo.
Treasures untold. How many wonders can one
cavern hold?
That's it, cavern.
Around here, you think.
But really, sure. Let's be honest.
She's got everything.
Steve's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
Gizmos.
I've got who's it and what's it galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who
you
cares?
You want thingamabobs?
No big deal.
No big deal.
I want more.
I want more.
That's right.
Tell him specifically what you want, Steve.
I want to be
where the people are.
That's right.
I wanna see
them dancing, walking around.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So you want something memorable that kind of just lays it out there for
yeah,
people.
That's right.
I know what that guy wants.
Is this one? Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along on those.
That's really
streets.
See how he knows the words? Tell him.
What do you call them? That was good. That was my favorite part.
Up where they run.
Tim, have
up
we inspired
they,
you at
was
all?
It play all walk? Day?
Up where they run.
Up where they play all day in the sun.
Mm-hmm. Is this the part where like
Wish
you guys like you're trying to give me ideas?
But that's
and
not even the best
stuff.
Song in that movie, dude. Come
dude,
on.
Why is it
and then you guys rip out this really like crazy song that's totally not cool for me. Is that what's happening here? Is like you're just getting ready to just explode?
Tam, this is real life right
throughout like the Miss America pageant song.
I knew way too many of those words.
Be serious right now.
Okay.
Be serious.
I'm trying to be serious.
Let's do this. What's your song?
You know what?
What's your song?
Today, you're a musician.
If I change it by next week, it's okay, right?
No.
Is it Good Good Father by Chris Tomlin?
Okay.
Oh,
he's a core artist here, you know.
Unbelievable. I really want something that's got some
pizzazz.
Boom. Like, it's got to be big. It's got to be.
Ooh,
that's
boom.
It.
Gotta get yeah. that.
Gotta
yeah.
get that.
Yeah.
There it is. Black Eyed Peas.
You think?
Done deal. Yeah.
Some Black Eyed Peas, really some T Swift,
nope.
some Beyonce.
Too late. Nope. Done deal.
Can we move on?
We're moving on.
Okay. Yeah, I don't
After
think
you play it.
You know what you
praise
mean?
I thought you were going to play it.
Praise don't even be. Get her one.
You literally just gave me a song and I didn't play
no,
it.
Man, you're not going to like that song.
I'm going to like it. I said I love it.
It's got so many cuss words in it, we can't play it because it's your song.
So serious.
Gosh.
You're not being serious about this.
Do you want me to do news?
Yeah, well,
okay.
In a sec.
Yeah.
In a sec.
Yeah, well, in a sec.
Just tell me when I'm so disappointed in Tamra.
Yeah, well.
How'd it go, Simon?
Hey, what do you call a three-humped camel?
What?
What?
Pregnant.
Oh. Is this an announcement?
Wait.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Don't ever make a pregnancy joke around me. I will make it worse on purpose.
Not
do it.
True.
Wow, congratulations.
Congrats, you guys heard it here first.
Post it to Facebook and Instagram. Oh, man, you're going to love walking around this campus with everybody thinking you're pregnant. Oh, dude, congratulations.
That's great.
Congratulations.
When's the baby? Just happened.
When's the baby?
Christmas time? Don't mute my mic. Don't mute my mic. I'm not pregnant. I repeat, I'm not pregnant.
So it's like why'd a New Year's
just,
baby.
Hey, why'd you say that out?
Born January.
Why did you just throw that out there?
Cool,
then?
Man.
Why would you do that?
It was a joke that
like
I got on Zootopia.
That's not cool. Man.
Oh, I haven't seen Zootopia.
On cool. the movie.
Yeah. Not cool.
You know what's a really.
Spoiler alert.
What was the like hilarious. Well, no, it wouldn't be that funny because if you're not a musician, it's not that funny, I guess. If you don't have in ears or you don't use in ears. But there was a group. I don't know if I'm allowed to say their name because I don't like promote them illegally, but
you're not promoting
they're
them.
An in-ear company uh-huh. and they sent out this mass like advertisement that was like finally the new 30 driver, and it was this like lie that there's going to be actually 30 drivers like in that one little thing
hey,
in your ear.
I'm sorry you feel left
and it was incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, that's but hilarious. If you don't get it, if you don't yeah. understand the music or in-ears or whatever, it's not even a thing. So
yeah.
back to you, Dex.
Glad you know that's the story.
Thanks for that in-ear joke, Tam. What's next?
They said April Fool's on the bottom.
Are we
going to
do jokes about carpeting and wallpaper?
I like that.
But you love Zootopia. See, you went from Zootopia to in-ears.
I did.
Yeah, dude,
I love Zootopia. Can I tell you something I don't love?
Please.
Sharks, and here's why.
Oh, I love
sharks. I'm getting ready to go on to the East Coast in June,
okay.
and I'm so excited to go swimming, right? Until someone showed me a video yesterday of this shark that went out of the water. It was so massive. And then did you see it? They went back to the newscasters, and the newscasters couldn't even finish like the segment because they were in shock.
Let's look that up.
Man, I love
sharks. It was insane. And I was thinking to myself, you know, maybe I don't want to go swimming in the ocean anymore.
You probably shouldn't.
It's insane. You
that's
guys have to watch it. It's crazy.
But you know
yeah,
what
that's
I do
it.
Love?
That's it. That's
online
it.
Shopping. Let's keep going. You're so random today.
Really? Yeah, Tam. What's going on? You're kind of everywhere.
You're like Zootopia, and then this in-ears joke. But you know what I hate? Sharks.
I have a confession.
You know
to
what else? Mayonnaise. Let's talk about mayonnaise for a minute.
I have a confession, mate.
Oh, I've seen this. That's in Australia, Tam.
You're noticing. You're noticing a difference in me because my vocal cords have taken a bit of a hit due to as much coffee that I've drank lately.
Why are you drinking so much coffee?
I've had to try to get away from this addiction, and it truly is an addiction. I will confess that to the room.
Oh, so you're not drinking coffee
and
right
so
now.
And so I have no coffee in my body.
What are you doing to substitute
nothing. Water.
Just praying.
Wow.
I am
why
downing,
do you seem so hyper?
I'm downing water, and I went to the gym yesterday, and I just couldn't get anything out. I'm like freaking out.
Wow.
I'm freaking out.
I can't even look at you.
I know.
Dex,
I'm getting
are you okay?
jittery.
Hey,
just
guys,
like...
look, both of you look at me. Are y'all okay?
I guess.
You need me to get
rid
of her?
You know how I am. I got that weird addictive personality. I'm the chameleon. So, like, this guy from Brooklyn, all of a sudden I'm like, hey, I'm from Brooklyn. Like, jittery girl in the room. I'm just going to start talking about oven mitts. Like, I don't know what to do.
You guys know what else I hate? Oven mitts. You know what else I hate? Snakes. You know what else I hate? Green grass. I can't stand it. It makes me go crazy.
Hey, hold on. Namaste. Let's calm down.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste. You go on namaste.
You know what else I hate? Eastern mysticism and yoga.
Not me, man. Beans. We're going.
Goodness sakes. I'm about ready to have a heart attack over here.
Sorry.
Goodness.
I can't breathe.
Let's all just calm down.
Calm down.
Everybody calm down.
Namaste.
Say namaste. It, I'll say
namaste.
You go. Namaste.
I'm not saying namaste.
Say it.
It's not
no.
like some ancient incantation that's going to kill you. Just say
let it. Let it go,
no.
buddy.
Just
let
say it. Hey, read it out of this book with this old language.
Namaste.
Tell him. You go to the store, namaste.
Shalom.
Get it?
Oh, gosh. Is it break? How? Gosh, we have 4 eternal minutes.
Oh. All right, let's slow things down a little bit, and let's do a little, you know, let's do...
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, start reading.
Oh, man. 13-year-old kid named Nathan Bauer.
Oh, was that Jack Bauer's son?
Yes. He was at a baseball practice outside Phoenix, Arizona last month when his coach collapsed.
Whoa!
Uh-oh.
The coach's name is Isaac Winrich, and it turned out he was having a massive heart attack, which is pretty crazy because he's only 26.
Oh, my
And
gosh.
He's in good shape. See? That's what stinks. You can be in the best shape of your life, eat healthy, and boom! Your heart just stops. As of last year, he was still trying to make it as a professional baseball player. So Nathan thought it was a joke at first. But when he asked Isaac if he was okay, he didn't get an answer. So he flipped him over onto his back, grabbed Isaac's phone, and used it to call 911. Then he started CPR.
Wow.
Whoa.
Which he says he learned in the Boy Scouts a few years ago. Even though he hadn't done it since then, he ended up saving Isaac's life.
Wow.
Firefighters got him to the hospital, and his doctors think he'll make a full recovery.
That's awesome.
Well, I remembered it from Boy Scouts a little bit from, like, a couple years ago. Like, it sort of, like, rang a bell. It's like, okay, you need to lock your hands and just start, like, pushing his chest.
That's the 13-year-old boy named Nathan.
Oh, my gosh.
He was, like, there. And then he, like, flipped him over and then, like, called 911.
If you say like one more time.
It's, like, so cool. Right, Tam?
That's adorable.
It's yep. adorable.
It goes to show.
He saved someone's life. That is just so cute.
His little voice. His little voice is precious ever. And here it goes to show. Huh? Boy Scouts?
Mm.
Get your kid in there. Stat.
What?
Well, I don't know.
Did you just control?
She just gave a full endorsement for the Boy Scouts.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, right. I mean, my point is,
I'm a fan of their
cookies, should totally teach your kid. That's girls.
Continue, Tam. Let's hear you get through this thought out loud.
You should totally, like, train your kids like that when they're young.
There
because
you
then they naturally have this, like, desire to, you know, help people.
I guess.
Save lives. Hello?
This parent doesn't think so.
My kids somewhere where now I feel like you're not putting their safety, you know, in any way, shape, or form.
She's not going to take
it. Nope.
Oh, please.
She won't do it.
She won't do it. But that's ridiculous.
Know. Baseball field is a terrifying place.
No, I'm saying it's great to treat your kids. I mean, it's to train your kids like that when they're younger because times like this, like, that's massive.
Times like these, we learn to live again.
I'm telling you. And that was adorable when
that was good. That was amazing.
A story over
Give us another one.
We got to go to break.
We do have to go to break. When we come back, we have one last new music track.
Oh, my gosh.
Tam's going to sing for us.
Kay. Yeah!
You got it.
Can we do some karaoke?
Sure.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
What's your flavor?
Battle rounds.
Bone, 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 bone.
Okay, Tam, coming back, I'm going to sing a lyric to a song, and you're going to tell me the song, okay?
Okay.
And pour.
All right.
This will be good. This will be real good.
Okay.
It's Quality Tam Tuesday. Mashed in with some new music Tuesday. It's the Morning Invasion. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Ted Cruz and Donald Trump are campaigning in Wisconsin. Recent polls suggest Cruz has a lead over Trump.
By 2022, in both New York and California, the state minimum wage will be $15 an hour.
Alaska Air Group has announced that it is acquiring Virgin America in a deal that's worth more than $2.5 billion.
A report card for airlines says consumer complaints are up 34%.
Congress has refused to go along with President Obama's wish to close down the Guantanamo terrorist detention facility, so President Obama has been transferring prisoners a few at a time out of Guantanamo to other places.
The Republic of Congo reported gunfire south of the capital. The embassy instructed Americans to shelter in place. Reports from Brazzaville say the police are fighting unidentified gunmen. Congolese government is blaming the unrest on people who oppose the re-election of the country's president.
932. Hi.
Hi today of 78.
Now, when I say hi,
today of 78.
Now you just have to say 78. It's already said hi. Let's try it again. Hold on. Let's try it again.
Try it.
932. Hi.
Oh, hello.
No.
78.
Thank you, Tam.
No one tells Tam me Tuesday. What to do.
Nobody plus Steve-O in the corner.
So true.
Thanks for joining us, Tam.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
You guys had me rolling this morning.
Yeah, what
someone
were we talking
else
about?
You had rolling a little more was my husband.
Yeah?
He was laughing so hard. I will tell you this. I'm a witness. He did the knee slap in the car.
Was it the baseball segment?
He was like, he kept on doing that thing.
It was the baseball segment, wasn't
no,
it? Gosh, that was just knocking it out of the park.
It was a,
it was a home run.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
What was it? What were we talking about?
Really? Gosh, you guys were everywhere. It was.
Today has been awesome.
Yeah. I did listen to the when you guys talking about the Cubs and everything else. They're supposed to be winning it. I think they won it in a movie or something like that.
Yeah, they'll talk about baseball.
You know
again.
All
just
that stuff.
Going again, and it's just
yeah. I think it was right before that, possibly right after. You know.
Witchy woman. Pastor Jamie on Facebook said that I shouldn't be concerned that you guys aren't into baseball because it's a thinking man sport. Would you read my reply to him, please? I can't because the stupid thing's taking forever. Okay,
how does that even make sense?
Just read what I said back to him, please. Yeah. What do you mean, how does that make sense?
Thinking man sport?
Yeah,
it's the slowest sport out there. You don't have to think very hard to watch baseball.
What?
It's the slowest game ever.
Speaking of slow, my internet.
Golf?
I'm trying to. I'm sorry, I'll read you. Okay, it says, thank you. He wrote, baseball is a thinking man's sport. It's not our fault that others can't deal with the great game. Mm. And I wrote, that's like saying Batman v Superman is a thinking man's movie. Yeah, although I was just reading this article about a scene from Batman v Superman, and apparently it's so meta.
I'm a nerd.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. All right. We have Tam in studio.
Tam is here.
Good morning.
And sometimes co-hosts like to just fire off random phrases and then get frustrated when we don't finish the song. Like we're just supposed to know these obscure things. So we thought, Tam, you're a musician. You know things. I'm going to give you a lyric, and I'm going to need you to sing the next phrases.
Are you going to actually sing the melody as well? It's okay, I won't look. Your back's in the way.
Okay.
Your back off the wall.
All right.
I can't see.
I'm debating
no
on whether
cheating,
or not.
Tam.
Should I sing it?
Yeah, yes. I feel like that's fair.
Okay. I'm just going to sing one line and then you have to keep going.
Okay.
For as long as you can.
Okay.
My loneliness is killing steam. Continue.
It's killing Steve.
Nope. No, that doesn't.
I. I know, but he said it's killing Steve.
Nope. It's my loneliness.
It's killing me. I must confess. I still believe.
Yeah.
If I'm not with you, I lose my mind.
Yes! There you go. Good job. Okay, you got it. That was Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Okay.
We are just devolving into something horrible.
Again, Steve-O just adds his name right in there. He just,
what
I don't know
did
how
you
he
call
does
me?
That. He just
a Debbie Downer.
Inserts his name right in.
No offense to all the Debbies.
Oh, and the Nancys.
All right, here we go. Track number two.
Okay. Step by step. Ooh, baby.
Day by day.
Okay, pause. No. I got to give her a little credit, okay? Because what we've done is we've both sung two different step-by-step songs. Steve-O, but that's why I did the ooh, baby part. Step-by-step. He was doing New Kids on the Block. Gonna get to you, girl. But you were doing
step. Step by step. Day by day.
That's why I said ooh, baby.
Day by day.
right.
You got to pay attention, Tam. I said, ooh, baby.
Oh, for
got,
two. Oh,
got
for
lost.
Two.
Yeah, lost
two.
In the
no,
moment.
She's one
I got
for two.
The first
she
one.
The first one. She's batting 500.
Give me a .5.
That's true. I
don't know if she got
I'll take a .5.
No, you're right. You did. You failed, and then I said no. And
a .5 out of zero.
So, no, you're 0 for 2.
That's fair.
0 for 2.
Okay. Ready? Last one. Last one. So tell me what you're gonna do.
What?
What do you mean, what? What does that mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Huh?
Maybe it's made up, right?
Now tell me what you're gonna do.
Okay, play of the clip, Dex. Play of the clip.
This was yesterday around the same time.
Maybe
please, would you mind jogging the listener's memory for a moment? Because yesterday...
Now tell me what you're gonna do. These two bozos again. Yesterday, we were in a serious moment talking about, you know, a guy that had spent a few days in a coma. He comes out. He saw Jesus, or
he
went to
heaven.
He
saw his dad! It was Tracy Morgan, and he saw his dad in heaven.
Kermit the Frog in heaven.
We're in a serious moment, and Dex looks at me blank-faced and goes, damn it, what you gonna do?
Yeah, thinking my wingman over here would help me out with the
lyrics. Out of nowhere!
Yeah, and then they sit there and for 5 minutes tell me, that is not even in the song, which is a Bone Thugs and Harmony song.
That's, yes, we all know Bone
Meet you at the crossroads? So you won't get lonely. Gosh,
can we please go sing karaoke?
So let me play you the clip in the crossroads, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Here it is.
And I'm gonna miss everybody.
Wait, that's wrong. Hold
no,
on.
That is
hold
about
on.
It.
Here we go.
What you gonna do when it ain't nowhere to hide?
What you gonna do?
Wow.
There it is.
Make fun of me some more.
The funny thing was,
make fun of me some more. So I looked up the lyrics and I was like, that's not in the song. And straight up, Daniel looked up in the other room and he was like, it's not in there. We both went to the first thing and it was wrong. Man. And so he went to another one. He's like, oh, that first link is wrong, Teo.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the second line in the song.
I will say, however, sadly, Tam failed the first two songs, so she's not a good litmus test for, like, knowing random songs.
Not fair. The first one
but
I did
no
pass.
One knew that last one.
It threw me off.
Yeah,
it threw
exactly.
Me off because
it threw Teo and no, off yesterday.
I'm back to Brittany because it threw me off because you were, like, saying your name. And
okay,
you know,
fine.
When you say different lyrics, it does switch it in your head.
So yesterday, if Dex had looked at me and said, so testy, what you gonna do? Like, that would have been totally, I would have been like, there ain't no better pie.
Instead, it came out a little bit like this. It was like,
boom, yeah. What you gonna
do? No, it didn't.
What
it did
you
not.
Gonna do?
And then I'm like, boom, 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 boom. How am I not nailing it? How do you guys not get that?
I think I'm the one that sang the bone
no,
part.
No, 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 no.
I think if we go back
to it. Do I have to go back to it?
He's got the audio.
I'll go back to it. Here we go. I'll go back to it. I tell you what you gonna do.
Wait, what?
Bum, 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 bum.
There it is.
That's me.
There you go.
That's me singing that.
Well, that was me.
No, dude, that was me. You just heard it.
No, that was me.
No, you just heard it.
I'm going. Tell you what you gonna do.
Wait, what?
Bum, 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 bum.
That's me.
That's
no, because that's
you're
you.
Playing
it's
me.
You and then Steve-O and then me. That's
you're
how we always
right
go.
Now.
That's
you're
the order.
Oh,
I'm not playing. When do I play?
You're playing.
Homie,
right.
Don't play that.
Homie plays.
Homie, don't
homie
play
plays.
That. No.
And I'm gonna miss everybody.
Oh my god.
Someone just sent me a link. Told me that I should have Josh Girls as my theme song.
Oh, that's good.
The Resistance by Josh Carroll.
Would you text your friend
song.
Back and say,
you guys ever
quit
heard
sending
of that?
Me bad ideas?
You guys ever heard
I
of
love
that
song. It's
I've never heard
song.
It.
Oh, it's a great song.
Is it really?
Yeah, I love that
he
song.
He said, hey, theme song. I don't know. I've never heard it.
Speaking of songs, this new music.
No, it's actually just time for it.
This is
the latest from Need to Breathe, guys. Super stoked about it. They got a new record coming out soon. This
I
song
need
is
to
called
breathe.
Happiness. Here on Star 88.
Need to Breathe. Happiness on Star 88.
New Music Tuesday. People liking that song.
I like it.
Forget it, man. Facebook.com/Star88FM. Go tell us what you think of all the new music. That's how we decide whether or not we're going to add it to the playlist. 9:44. Good morning.
High today of 78 degrees.
I got the perfect theme song for Tam.
I just wondered whether that how that makes you guys feel and whether it will even affect the film. Oh, as man. Such.
Well, the interesting thing is that...
This is perfect. Hello, darkness, my friend. This is what I hear when you walk in. So I feel like it'd be a universal...
Every time you walk in the room, Tamara. Because a vision
softly... It's perfect.
I should have learned by now that I can't take drinks of water or coffee when I'm not speaking today. I'm going to quit the gym. Today's been my favorite ab workout of all time. I can't breathe, man.
Oh, man, I know. So I thought I need to breathe. Like,
it is Quality Tam Tuesday. She's here hanging out with us.
Just kicking it.
Quality show.
Quality Tam Tuesday.
That's thanks, right.
I can't wait for Teo to have to put this podcast up and write up a nice little memo on today's show. Like, what was today's show about?
I'm just not even going to write anything. I'm going to say, today we talked to President Obama. We toured the White House.
Yeah.
And we got the audio from a sordid exchange in the parking lot.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap up some of our headlines.
There's a couple in Miami who might love cats a little too much. I know what you're saying. Impossible. But it's been a problem since they moved into their apartment 3 years ago because the guy across the hall is not a cat person.
Oh, boy.
He's like Skip Heitzig, who hates cats.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, most people
one
do.
Time, I was sitting there under his tutelage just learning about the
under
word of the Lord.
His tutelage.
And then he proceeded to tell me that dogs were of God and cats were of the devil.
That's
and
right.
I was like, what am I supposed to believe?
Cats are from the underworld.
They are.
So anyway, he's a 70-year-old guy named Jose Estrada.
Ugh.
He's been feuding with his neighbors since they moved in because they won't stop feeding stray cats outside the building.
Oh, now, see, that's different.
This is different because that's an issue.
Don't stop, won't stop.
Apparently, he's not a fan of feral cats running around all over the place. Go figure. Sounds weird. But it finally boiled over last Thursday morning when he told them one more time to stop doing it, and then he pulled a gun out and tried to shoot them.
Oh, my gosh.
No, he didn't.
One way to take care of them.
He's not a cat person. He's a gat person. Am I right? Pew, pew. That's, yeah.
Sounded intimidating. They were yelling at each other from across the hall when he stuck his arm through his gated door and fired 4 shots into their living room.
What?
Wow, I hope it was sideways for real.
One of the bullets
like menace to society.
Went through a window and hit a house next door, but luckily none of the shots hit anyone.
Thank goodness.
They got the whole thing on video, so old Jose's facing charges for attempted murder.
Man.
And now the landlord says he's kicking all of them out because the couple was partially responsible for what happened to them. And that's why you never feed a feral cat.
Man, those ferals.
Wow.
That feral wine.
Yeah.
Never mix cats with feral wine.
Jose Cat UC.
like the writer, singer, and rapper?
Yes.
Yeah.
Feral?
No, he's referencing The Outsiders on WGN. If you don't watch it, then you won't get
the
reference.
Shows on TV right
I
now.
Know way too many dumb references.
Try these magnificent sunglasses.
Okay.
You look like Brad Pitt on a tank from that movie Furry. You've seen it.
Yeah.
Furry.
Yep.
I just quoted New Girl verbatim.
Guys, I think I'm quitting today. I think it's my last show because where are we going to go from here? Let's be honest.
The Gat comment, I feel like he deserves a good 3,000 points for the day.
Well, it was okay.
No, it was 3,000. Solid 3,000 points.
I've heard better from him.
Have you?
Yes.
Come on, bro. I even pew pew.
I know. Like, he did the thing.
I put my gat sideways.
And his shoulder and
shot you, fool.
Boom, 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 boom. What you gonna do? And I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
Boom, boom, boom.
You're breathing.
I will give you some props in the fact that when I sent Mateo some some photos of like this really cool experience that I was involved in when I was younger with that.
Gosh, please clear this up. What?
When I was Miss New Mexico.
Oh, man.
That's what I was getting at, Miss New Mexico.
I think she's on the glue stick.
I do too. Damn, you need to start over.
I'm so sorry.
You need to start over. Oh, man.
I was trying to tell.
I just want Tones to be listening right now. Because he's dying with us.
Tones, you can come hang out. We'll talk about it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to make a mockery of me today. And I realized that after I had showed you those Miss New Mexico things and stuff, I was like, you know what? He's gonna mock me today. And so I came ready just to take the heat and just like, you know what I mean? Just be like, let's let him stab me.
Wow.
Let him throw arrows at me. Good mock me for being a pageant girl.
Why do we do that? We're friends.
And then it turned into something so much more.
What happened?
You're not.
So much.
She was bragging about being Miss New Mexico, and I was like, Cam, I don't believe you were Miss New Mexico.
I never was bragging about that ever in my life.
You were Miss New Mexico?
What I was telling him.
She actually was.
What I was telling him was that I was like, that you can. I'm like unrecognizable. Like, truly.
That's not
what
true.
I used to look like, and I'm unrecognizable. And it was me with this with a group that, do you guys ever heard of the Clarks Brothers? That's how they started off. Well, then a couple of the guys went and kind of did their own thing. Now, Carrie Underwood has Ashley as his violin player, who, I don't know if he changed his name or what he's trying to do with the middle name thing. I'm not sure what that's about. But, so he was in the picture, and I showed him. I was like, hey, check this out.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty exciting. And then he said, that's not you. So then it was over.
That's not you.
Sometimes our words are shovels.
Sometimes.
And they just dig and dig and dig.
But I'm happy we cleared it up.
Yeah, we
I mean, that's
so.
The most important part.
Jury's
here.
Out. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Are y'all done with your headline?
I actually have a ton more. It's this New Music Tuesday thing. It keeps getting in the way.
Know, it really does.
It really throws everything
American
off.
Idol, who our lovely Tam, former Miss New Mexico,
Hollywood.
Apparently, was on.
Hollywood.
It ends its run on Fox this week.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be sad. Creator Simon Fuller is already working on bringing it back. Some network somewhere else.
What?
Yeah, great. Gosh. He says, quote, the next generation of Idol will have a youthful glow, and it will be pioneering again, just as it was when we first began.
I think, and I really
you know what this
I feel
is,
like
right?
He needs to let this go.
You know what I want to say? I want to say, it's still the flea circus, John.
Good old John.
Good old John.
The Looney Tunes character Speedy Gonzalez is getting his own movie. It'll be interesting to see how they pull this off without people crying racism.
Super and Suckatash!
That is
close.
Sylvester, right?
Really close.
It's the only drop I have.
In fact, the announcement alone is probably enough to get that ball rolling. If you remember Speedy Gonzalez, probably a racial stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Speedy Gonzalez!
That's the guy.
That's what he sounds like.
Arriba, arriba!
Arriba, arriba!
Yeah.
It's good.
Gigantic actor Dave Bautista has joined the cast of the Blade Runner sequel.
No way!
Yes.
Awesome.
And then it's called Gigantor.
Drax in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
I was so pleasantly surprised with his performance because when you think about, you know, WWE wrestlers, how many of them really had great acting careers? Mm. Speaking of Friday, we're going to be talking with Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Rock. And I want to say Hulk Hogan, but we were seven, so we were Hulk Hogan's movies are so great. Am I right, you guys?
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times in this world, it's easy to, like, come down on celebrities for how tough they have it. You know, they're like, oh, man, it's so hard walking around and getting pictures taken me all the time. I walked out of a building, and there were so many flashes, and my eyes hurt. You know, and you just want to immediately just attack him. It's like, oh, is that what you're dealing with?
You chose that lifestyle.
Because I've got crippling debt and no reason to live. Thanks. You know, I get that. But Harry Styles, got harassed at a pretty interesting place. His sister Gemma writes a blog, and she wrote about inappropriate times for selfies. And she said, quote, my most frustrating personal experience of this was the, quote, friend / distant relative at my grandma's funeral who was trying to bring in her granddaughter or niece or someone to have a picture with my brother at the grandmother's funeral.
That's not okay.
What?
Yeah. Hey,
Oh my gosh, we're praying for you guys.
I'm so sorry.
Do you
this
need
happened.
Anything? Real yeah. quick, can you get a picture with my niece?
No.
Just
sorry.
Real quick.
No.
Here, let's
no.
put, just get right over here by, make sure we can see your grandmother in the background. She looks beautiful, by the way. They did a great job at the funeral home.
That is horrible.
Just a little to the left there. A little, oh, they're already lowering.
Bad etiquette.
Let's just get it real quick.
Did he take the picture?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not giving Teo 1,000 points for that.
I don't want you to. Eric Bowersfield has died at 93. He voiced Admiral Akbar in Return of the Jedi.
Database of action. Green group. Skip across the holding sector.
It's a trap!
Admiral, we have enemy ships in Sector 47.
See the one with the big eyes?
Yeah, dude, you just talked over his most famous line in the entire history of Star Wars.
It's a trap!
It's a trap!
He also played the character in last year's The Force Awakens. I'm sorry, that is a faux pas amongst the nerds.
Take a base of action. Green group, skip past the holding sector and be shoved.
Wait, did you guys? Is he the guy? Is
he talking?
Does he have the eyes?
You just talked over it again!
No. You did. You did.
I'm a nerd.
I don't want to talk to you.
And finally, the five most popular sodas in America.
Yeah!
Number five, Mountain Dew.
That's my favorite soda.
RC Cola.
My favorite soda.
RC Cola. RC Cola.
RC Cola.
Yeah, RC. Number three, Diet Coke.
Oh, wait, shocker. You missed number four.
No, I skipped it. It was Dr. Pepper.
Oh. Number four was Dr. Pepper?
Number four, Dr. Pepper.
RC Cola.
Sunkissed.
Diet Coke. Now look, we're coming down to the big two. Is it Pepsi or is it Coke?
Wait.
Oh. I'm just going to tell you number one.
Do it.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it is.
I knew it. Woo!
This is America, people.
That's right. Come on.
This is America.
That's right. Pepsi junk in here, unless it's Crystal Pepsi, in which case, yay.
Can I just say about Mountain Dew that I watched a terrifying documentary on the plane to Israel? And it was like called something like that sugar movie or whatever. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, it's Australian. He goes and he looks
that
at sugar.
Sugar movie?
It's called that.
It's called that sugar movie.
Pull it up right now.
Google it.
I'm not Googling like, that. Called... Do not Google
it. Google it.
I'll Google it, guys.
Google it.
That sugar
movie. And I think they did it so that people could remember the movie.
It's
so they'd watch
that
it more.
That sugar film.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really called that sugar film.
In this film, he goes and he finds this kid in Kentucky who is...
right.
That's all they drink.
Stop talking.
The bottle for babies is Mountain Dew.
Okay, I mean, stop it. You're not lying.
They went to the pinnacle
this
of health.
This is real.
Kentucky.
This is real.
The pinnacle of health in America.
And this guy, they had to pull out his teeth and everything. And he was so, his body was so immune because of the sugar that he had in his body. He couldn't even absorb the actual like numbing stuff that they put in his mouth. He couldn't even do it. So they pulled his teeth because they were going to give him brand new teeth and like pay for his new teeth and everything. But he couldn't go through the process of ripping out his teeth, and then he went home and he said, forget it, I'm just gonna go back.
Well,
wait,
you always comment on how great my teeth are.
They are.
These teeth grew up on Mountain Dew.
Did they?
I used to drink a sixer a day.
Oh,
dang, dude,
your liver hates you.
Yeah, well,
wait, your liver,
we're talking about his teeth.
Your liver?
Yes,
I do love
with
that.
Mountain Dew,
his liver has to process all that.
I am a fan of the Dew Shine.
Thank you, Taylor.
The Dew Shine.
But
I will tell you that those new ones, those little smart whatever things, those will keep you awake on the road.
There you go.
Just saying.
Are we really out of show?
It is time
to
go, guys. We have like 13 seconds left. Tam, thank you.
Gosh.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Quality Tam Tuesday.
Do the Dew.
If you missed any of the show this morning, hit the podcast. It'll be up in just a little bit. Morning Invasion on iTunes. Have a great day, guys. Steve O'Tail.
Yeah.
All I know is if burpee pull-ups are on the wad today, I quit life. I quit life, guys.